Blog Talk Radio. Louis Vuitton and Tiffany's. Exposed.
Mike Key.
hold it. Hold it. Panipur. 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 Panipur.
Father Tony Pachotti. for any details and information, contact Kiki Garcon and Tony Pachotti on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl Space for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy versus Executive versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spade tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want of me.
The controversial...
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, Dolly.
Unstoppable...
She won't make money off of my name, Dolly.
Legendary...
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history where you could definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. I'm waiting for the rest of my cast to come on, but I have my sister. And you already motherfucking know it's Miss Motherfucking Alexis Chanel Snow.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don't see we got that right one in the club. Always the flyest, always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke, she on that Coke diet. She bat her eyelids, that girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire.
Miss Alexis Snow.
You already know.
Yes, honey. We are live on the air, honey, to recap another function that happened this weekend. I'm waiting for Divine. I'm waiting for Rodney to hit me up and probably tell them to call, for me to call them and bring them on the show, because it looks like the show is locked, honey. So I'm going to wait for them to call in, honey, and, you know, and we're going to get to all this madness that shit started. How was your weekend, sister?
Girl, I stayed in the house, and I got some paper, caught up on some paperwork that I needed to do for work. And that was just it. That was my weekend.
I know that's right, honey. Well, bitch, hold on. We have callers already. Hold on. 317-777. You're live on the air.
Kelly, I did not press 1. I am just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Press 1 again and take your hand down, Erica. Erica, press 1 and take your hand down, Erica. I need you off my board. Thank you, Erica. Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hey, Grandma.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I reckon I'll be fine if y'all stop hanging up on me. That's why I press 1. Shit, don't hang up on me no more.
I'm sorry, Grandma. You know, I don't really tolerate the private callers, honey. So, you know, I have to get rid of them, honey. I really don't tolerate it too much.
I know, baby. That's why I went ahead and pressed what?
Okay. Well, now that I know that's you, honey, you know, I got you locked in.
Well, I want to thank you, and I was just send a shout-out to the House of Fellas, and you can go put me back on mute.
Okay. Okay, we have another caller, 513-462. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, they hung up. Okay, we have another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, I'm listening. Keep me on lock, baby.
Okay, hold on. But just press 1 and take your hand down, but you on lock. Okay. I need you to press 1 and take your hand down. Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Wait, what's
that? Shut up with your dead eye, Greg.
Hello?
Shut up with your dead eye, Greg.
Excuse me? Okay, you're gone. Well, nobody got time for that tonight, honey. That's why we don't play with the girls, honey. But yes, we here, and we are here to recap the Catch Me If You Can ball. Hold on, we have another caller. 404-936, you're live on the air on the recap show. 404-936, you're live on the air.
That number sounds familiar.
404-936, you're live on the air. One more time, and I'm hanging up on you.
Hold on, Kelly, before you. Hold on, let me pick on. Oh, no, get rid of them.
Okay, well, y'all go on, honey. Nobody ain't got time for that. Okay, they're gone, honey. So we're here to recap the Catch Me If You Can 2 Bowl that went down this weekend in Cleveland, Ohio. It was a lot, honey. It was definitely a lot, honey, that went on this weekend in Cleveland. You know, it was an experience that I greatly, you know, greatly think that I would never, ever wish that I would ever experience again.
Oh,
so,
shit.
What?
What?
Yeah, it was really that bad. It was that bad for me. It was an experience.
Wait, were you and Felicity dressed alike?
Yes, we was.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, me and my sister, we had on the same dress this weekend, Mitch. My sister was that. Me and my sister definitely had on our dresses this weekend. But it was an experience that I'm never, ever going to ever experience again. Hold on. Get on. Oh, the show. Everybody's trying to get on, honey. Y'all know that this show was going to be a mass mistake. So, baby, you know, the girl. Everybody is texting me and everything, and they're trying to get through. But this, the experience was horrible.
Wow,
it was
what
not
happened?
Because, you know, so let me start out by saying this, okay? So, My sister Maya wanted ballroom throwbacks to definitely be in the building to definitely, you know, capture, you know, all the moments and everything that happened, that was going to happen this weekend. And
wait,
so
wait, hold on. I see. Did y'all want Team Legendary Realness?
Who?
You, Camaro, and Felicity.
No, we didn't walk team. No, Felicity and Camaro walked team Legendary Renaissance. I didn't walk anything. Okay. I didn't walk anything. I was just there. But we took a picture. We all took a picture together because Camaro was in all black and white, and me and Felicity was in all black and white. So we took a picture together. So it was just like, you know.
So
that's probably gonna be some tea tonight too. So Maya wanted ballroom throwbacks there. So, you know, my brother didn't want to go this weekend. So, you know, if y'all ever see at ballroom throwbacks at a ball and Caesar is not there, he sends Corey, and he sends a partner for Corey to have to work with him, you know, for them to take pictures and record and everything. So it was a lot going on with the communication and ballroom throwbacks and the children getting to Ohio. So I spoke to my brother. Okay, I spoke to my brother and I told him, you know what? It is what it is. You know, I'm going to take and I'm going to go, you know, just so the boys can go. So I got on Uvu and I'm sitting on Uvu and I'm talking with TJ and, you know, they got this little boy. He got this Mizrahi that was in the back and everything and stuff. And, you know, and I get to, you know what? I'm going to come to Ohio, bitch. I'm coming and I'm going to chop it up. You know, I said, I want y'all to turn it up for me with the child and everything. And so, you know, it was cute and we was getting, and they gave the rate, are you really going to come? I gave the rate, yes, I'm really going to come and everything. So, you know, so I called my brother the next morning. He gave the rate, are you really going to go? And I gave the rate, yeah, I'm really going to go. He said, okay, if you're really going to go, I'm going to send Corey and I'm going to send Jay and they're going to go and they're going to do it up. He said, is everything going to be all right? I vouched. I put my word on the line and everything. So Corey and Jay went. We got on the train. We got there. Before we got there, I had spoken with TJ, and TJ told me that Vicky Gotti had to work, so she was not going to be able to do the red carpet. So yourself and Alexis Snow is going to do the red carpet. I said, okay, well, I don't have a problem with that, so I get on the train, and we and I sleep.
I can't believe it.
So Miss Alexis Snow was supposed to be on the red carpet along with myself. And so then once I get to Ohio, about 4 o'clock that morning, I get to Ohio and TJ picks us up from the train station and everything. The train ride was real cute and everything. And so once I get there, so I'm like, okay, you know, what's going on? You know, we in the underground, Miss Thing, and I see my sister talk about she's not coming. She's laying in her bed. So once I get there, I ask TJ, I get the very, well, what's going on with Alexis? He gave the very, Alexis is giving shows, talk about she has no way to get to Newark, to fly out of Newark, and all types of things. And I get the way, well, I got a womp, 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 womp that could pick Alexis up from her house and drop her straight.
No. That's what we're not going to do. No, this is what happened. TJ asked me, told me that I can fly to Newark. I told him I don't know how to get to Newark, Kelly. You know, I've never been to Newark. Like,
yeah, he said that. He said that. Yes, he said that.
So that was my only issue. That was the only problem.
And so I gave the very, well, I got a woo-wop, 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 woo-wop that
right.
would pick my sister up straight from her door, baby, and bring her straight to the airport. You just have to pay for it for her so she can get here because, you know, I want my sister to be up in the motherfucking building. I said, you just can't burn my woo-wop, 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 you know, when you
right.
come back to New York.
Right.
He gave the very, oh, no, I would never do that because I like taking the train and stuff when I'm in New York and whatever and everything. So, bitch, you know, that was the last conversation we had about Alexis. So we at TJ's house. I'm chilling with him. I'm at TJ and Amaya's house. I'm chilling, chopping it up with them at the house and everything, waiting to go and to check into the hotel. So I think we was out there. Corey and Jay wanted to get some weed. They got their weed and everything. So we sitting there and we chopping it up and everything. And, you know, and it was cute. Everything was cute and everything. So now it's time. Oh, wait, hold on. Our brother is here. Hold on. Hold on.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Yeah.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Party.
Honey.
What's going on? What's going on, Kel?
Yes, we here. Laura Spears. Laura Spears. I don't know what type of job she does, Miss Thang. They said that she could not come because she had to work, okay? I don't know what type of job she does, okay, Laura? So you're not going to get me in that shenanigans, okay? I'm only saying what I was told. So then, me and Alexis.
Hey, Lexi.
Hey, Uncle. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I think around like 6 o'clock that morning we left from TJ's house and we went to the hotel. So we get to the hotel and now I'm gagging, okay? Because the hotel is like 20 or 25 miles from TJ's house at the Marriott. Far out. So we get there, we get out the car. TJ says to me, unlock the trunk. So I press lock on the door first, okay? And then I hit the trunk button. So Corey and myself and Jay and Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy gets their bags out the trunk. They get my bag out the trunk. I get out the car. Everybody closes the door. Mind you, not thinking that I hit the lock first, Miss Thang. So we go inside the hotel. We sit in the lobby. TJ's trying to get us checked in the room. Something happens that I have to go back to the car to get something out the car, bitch, and the car is still running and the keys is locked in the car. So, bitch, it's just a mess, bitch. So TJ still trying to get us checked in the hotel, and then at that same point, the people at the hotel call the fire department trying to get them to come and unlock the door. They wouldn't open the door, so TJ had to call Alamo to come and unlock the door. So in the midst of all of this, me, myself, and Corey goes over to Denny's, and we get something to eat. We eat in and everything. TJ comes over and gets ready. The people will be here in 55 minutes to unlock the door. I'm about to take Kevin over to the Sheraton because something had happened at the Marriott. He's about to take Kevin over to the Sheraton and check myself and Kevin into the Sheraton, and then he's going to come back, and he's going to pick us up after we finish eating, take Corey and them to their room and check them in their room at the Marriott. So all of that is cute and fine and everything. So we go to the hotel. Kevin is already checked in the room, so then I come upstairs, I get my key, I go in the room, Kevin's in the room, we just lay out and go to sleep. He takes Corey and them to their hotel room, which is all the way across on the other side of town, bitch. Now, mind you, we far out, bitch, and we gagging. So then I wake up around 11, 12 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And so I'm sitting there in the hotel, and I'm just like, bitch, like, we are far. Me and Kevin are sitting in the hotel, and we actually gagging. And if Kevin, if you out there listening, please call in and feel free to definitely press 1 because it was definitely an issue with Kevin also this weekend also. So, Kevin, feel free to definitely press 1. And so me and Kevin is gagging, like, we are so far out. We can't do nothing and everything. So, bitch, you know, I'm going on my Baidu, Miss Thang. I'm going on my Pure Fish, Miss Thang. All my different websites to see if the trade is out here and everything. It's nothing but white men in this area that we have. Fat white men and everything of that, bitch. And I was gagging, bitch. So me and Kevin are sitting here gagging. And so I'm calling TJ's phone all day, and I'm calling Amaya's phone all day. Me and Kevin's in the hotel. Nobody's not coming to pick us up. Nobody's not saying anything. Amaya's like, okay, we're going to try to get y'all. We're going to try to bring y'all here. We're going to try, you know, Amaya was trying to definitely accommodate us the whole weekend. I'm keep calling TJ phone and everything. Oh, hold on. Alexis phone has dropped. She might not be able to get back in. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Let me get Alexis on the phone because her phone has dropped. Hold on 1 minute. Pick that up for me. Hold on. Let me try to get Alexis back on the phone. Somebody was at my door. Hold on. Let me get Miss Clark's number. Hold on. I'm about to get her back on. Oh, no. She's right here. Sorry. Oh, she's right here. Miss Snow, you're back.
All right.
Okay. And so everything. So we Amaya was definitely trying to accommodate us and everything. I'm calling TJ and everything because it's so far. It's nothing around where we at, bitch. We was all the way by the airport in Cleveland, like 30 miles from TJ's house. So like I'm getting frustrated.
Wait, why y'all was so far? They live downtown.
They live downtown. We was 30 miles away from TJ and Amaya's house, bitch. Okay. So now I'm sitting here and I'm just frustrated.
Are y'all close
because
to the ball, Kelly?
No. The ball was literally 4 minutes from Amaya's house.
Oh fuck.
So now I'm sitting here and I'm fucking gagging. Like we in this hotel all day. Kevin leaves and he go do somebody production and he comes back and I'm just sitting in the hotel, bitch, have not eaten all day long, bitch, just like gagging because everything is so far. So now I'm over it. Like you know what, bitch, I'm gonna get in the cab and I'm gonna go down to my house. So I call downstairs to the front desk. They like it's $50 to get a cab from where we was at downtown to my house. I'm like, oh my god, this is ridiculous. Well, let me call and see if I thought Corey and I was at the Marriott right around the corner. Well, if they got a shuttle bus, I'll get them to get on the shuttle bus to come over here to the hotel with all the equipment, and then we'll leave from here, and I'll just pay the $50 to get downtown. They hotel from our hotel was $35 in the cab for me to pay for the cab for them to come from their hotel to my hotel. So now I'm just, like, truly gagging, bitch. Has not ate it all day. Calling TJ, like, what you doing? Oh, I'm setting up the venue. And if anybody has seen, and anybody has no shade to TJ, Miss Thing, y'all was setting up the venue, Miss Thing, and they were setting up the venue for hours, Miss Thing. And it's no shade, Miss Thing. If y'all see the video of me slaying Persia for LSS, and y'all see all the other different videos, Miss Thing, girl, it was 8 balloons put out, Miss Thing, at the tables. It wasn't much to set up, Miss Thing. It's no shade. I'm just being honest. Okay?
I thought we were staying downtown, though, Kelly, at the Marriott downtown.
I thought I was going to be downtown someplace close, Miss Thing. And like I told TJ after I spoke to TJ, I didn't need Marriott accommodations or Sheraton accommodations if I knew it was going to be out that far. You could have picked me at a Motel 6 or anything downtown, and I would have definitely – not had a problem with being downtown or, you know, any of that, you know, at a Motel 6. And when I spoke to Amaya, I told her, I think tonight I'm going to check in to a cheap hotel that's in your area downtown. And, you know, so I could be downtown and be close to where everything was at and, you know, and going on and things of that nature. So we get to finally TJ comes and he picks us up about 9 o'clock. Mind you, he said he's gonna be here in a half an hour. I sit there and I'm waiting. It's about 8 o'clock. It gets to about 8:15, 8:30, bitch. So you know what? I get the ready. You know what? Let me just start putting it on my Facebook because by the time we get to Amaya's house, it's gonna be 9 o'clock. It's gonna be about 9:30, 10 o'clock. And they said they wanted the red carpet to start at this time. So let me just put it on my face. So by the time all I get there, all I gotta do is put on my dress. So I get some out of your house. Everybody is chilling and everything at Amaya's house and everything, and we having fun. So they take a carload of people to the ball. They come back, and they take another carload of people to the ball. And so we there at the ball. So we get to the ball. Everything is going cute at the ball. I'm in the VIP section. LS is going on, Miss Thing. All the categories was definitely had at the ball. All the money was definitely given out at the ball. They said it was 319 people in the building. My opinion, and hey, bitch, I don't think it was 319 people. I'll say about 150, 160 people was at the ball, not 319.
Kelly, well, my sister was at the door. She said it was about 300 some people.
Well, the videos don't lie.
Well, girl, we can't tell from the video.
Well, baby,
I'm
just giving my honest opinion. So now the ball and everything was over and everything. It was definitely cute. Kevin was on the mic for the doing the whole ball. I was on the microphone with him for the first half, chopping it up and kikiing with the girls and everything and stuff at the ball and with Kevin and stuff. And so then grand prize to Chaos and Moo Moo. I don't know how much it was for the tag team, for the team performance category. They turned it out. The other team turned it out. It was Let me see. Ebony Mizza for all three teams. For all three teams that came out, all the kids definitely turned it out for the performance. Grand prize went to Toya and Cash Ebony for Team Realness. The girls have been
Toya
reading.
Looked nice.
Huh?
Toya looked really nice. Toya looked really nice.
Hold on. I'm not done. Because you said that exactly like you said, and that's what everybody has been saying. There's no shade to Cash. They gave the very Toya was definitely looking really cute and was definitely giving it. They gave the very, they don't know how. They gave the very Toya definitely held the weight of that team, but they said they don't know how Cash won the realness part or even got tens with Toya wearing that NC 50-30 or something like that nature.
Oh, wait a minute. We was just, hold on, let me get back in. Somebody was just talking about, oh, I know who it was.
The girls was definitely reading. The final battle was Camaro and Felicity versus Toya and Cash. And the girls was definitely reading. The girls definitely read Cash. The girls definitely read Camaro.
Hold on, Kelly. Cash Legendary?
No, it wasn't Legendary. It was just open to all realness.
Oh, okay. Well, you come on, Legendary.
It was just open to all realness. They read Cash. They read Cash, and they read Camaro, and they read Felicity. They didn't read Felicity. They read Felicity because they said how fucking dare Felicity walk realness with Camaro. That's what they said. Okay, and it was like two other teams. I don't know the two other teams that came out. The other two teams got chopped. But grand prize for the team runway went to the house of Manola Blahnik. They definitely turned it out. Ali Kwan, ex-prodigy, is now Pachody. Him and his partner from the house of Pachody was chopped for the team runway. So grand prize definitely went to the house of Blahnik for that.
I take it you still ain't got your money.
I'm not finished. I'm not finished. I'm going through the recap, okay? Let me see.
Ali Kwan.
Let me finish. Okay, let me see. Who else? What else I remember? Those girls that came out and walked, it's no shade to the girls that came out and walked the regular performance, Miss Category. I think y'all girls should have walked the Virgin Category also. What else I remember that won? I know it was a lot of children that was winning. The Blahnik was winning a lot. The Blahnik was definitely in the building, and the Blahnik was definitely making noise. Like, big shout-out to the Blahnik. Big shout-out to Lady. I know the female figure, the woman, she won the female figure Sex Siren Category. Whatever category I remember. I remember the football player winning Femme Queen Realness.
The football player?
I'm not going to give the girl's life. You know, the football player from the House of Ebony that they had up for Legendary.
Stop it.
What else? What else I remember? Let me see. What else I remember?
Congratulations to Persia for winning Femme Queen Realness.
That's his name?
I didn't even know they had her. Wait a minute. I didn't know they had her up for Legendary. Okay. Congratulations.
Let me see what else I remember. I don't remember nothing else after who won all of the categories, but all the categories was definitely had, and they was definitely all the money was definitely given out. And so then after that, so we doing the aftermath, we in the aftermath and everything. I don't know if the aftermath is up yet, but the aftermath will definitely be up real soon. Okay, the last time I spoke to my brother, it was 42 minutes of loading. So it should be up. So girls, definitely go and check. So we sitting there, we doing the aftermath and everything, and the aftermath is cute. So the red carpet was never had. So I had to put my disclaimer out there immediately on camera, okay? Just like at the coldest winter ever. They did not do the red carpet, but my sister Alexis Clark was still paid. Okay, TJ is sitting right in front of me when the aftermath goes up, Miss Day, and he's sitting right in front of me. And if I was not supposed to be booked, like he said, on the aftermath on Sunday, okay, baby Rodney and Alexis, please, if I'm sitting on camera with y'all and I'm saying that I was booked, and I'm going to get my coins after this is over, and if I was not booked and y'all standing there right there on camera with me, what would y'all have said to me?
This week, you won't get no one.
Okay, exactly. Thank you. So everybody is being paid and everything, and you know, I'm not really stressing about it because TJ is my ride for the weekend, so I'm not stressing about getting my money there at the ball, you know, because I know I'm going to go back to his house, he's going to take me back to my hotel and everything and stuff. So we get to TJ's house, the DJ's there, he pays the DJ. Amaya comes upstairs, she pays this person, pays that person. So I asked Amaya, she said, you have to wait for TJ to come upstairs, or something to that nature, she didn't say wait for TJ to come upstairs. She said, I only have the money for these people that I asked to be here. I only have the money for them. So I said, oh, okay. So TJ comes upstairs. Kevin comes upstairs. Everything comes upstairs. He goes in the room. He calls Kevin in the room. Kevin goes in the room. So Kevin gets his coins. I'm not going to disclose how much coins Kevin gets. So Kevin gets his coins. So then Kevin comes out the room, and Kevin gets the very, I'm out of here. And I get the very, what's going on, Kevin? He gets the very, hold on, let me go downstairs. I'm going to get my bag, and I'm going to talk to you. So Kevin goes downstairs. He gets his bag. He comes back, and Kevin gets the very, I'm not going to be here tomorrow, Kelly. I'm out of here. I get the very, oh, okay. So he didn't really give me what I wanted. So I tell TJ, I said, step into my office, which is TJ's bedroom. So I goes into TJ's bedroom, and I says, yo, TJ, well, what happened with Kevin? Why is he not going to be here tomorrow? Or what's the tea? What, you know, what happened with him? TJ gets very, okay, me and Kevin discussed that Kevin was going to get X, Y, and Z. Since Miko, the other commentator, did not come, Kevin felt that he did the whole ball by himself, he should get more. I said, well, Kevin really didn't do the whole ball by himself, TJ, because I did the, helped him with the first half a little bit, you know, cutting in and out, making it fun and everything.
Well,
he was like, yeah.
Cutting on that man money.
He was like, yeah, you're absolutely right and everything. And so I said, well, I thought Kevin was going to commentate tomorrow. He gave the rain, no, Kool-Aid's supposed to commentate tomorrow, but Kool-Aid's not here. Well, since Kool-Aid's not going to be here, we're going to have this other child commentate, bitch, and the other child only charge, you know, she wasn't
yeah.
a Kevin or Jack or a Kool-Aid, Miss Thing. Her prices is very, you know. So they went with her instead of Kevin. So Kevin got over it. He left and he went home. So at this time, myself, TJ, Fat Cat, and Maurice Mizrahi is in TJ bedroom. And so I say to TJ, once again, I say to TJ, well, TJ, what's up with my change? He says, oh, I have no more money on me right now. I have to go to the bank. If I was never booked, like you said on Sunday, why would you tell me you got to go to the bank and you have no more change on you? And Fat Cat, if you out there and you're listening, which I know you're at Amaya's house, and Amaya and yourself and TJ can definitely come on and press 1, because we had this discussion earlier, and Fat Cat said, yes, he did say that. So I was never booked, but he was going to go to the bank to give me coins if I was never booked. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to pay it. I'm going to go back to the hotel. I didn't go back out to the hotel where they had us at. They took Corey and I back out 20 miles to that hotel. Bitch, I paid it, and I stayed in the city with my sister Felicity because that was more convenient for me to get around and, you know, do what I needed to do, and that's what I did. So I'm texting TJ all day on Sunday, and I still have the texts in my phone, and I'm asking TJ, like, you know, what's going on with our tickets for us to get back? What's going on with the money and stuff? TJ's never responded back to my text. TJ is picking and choosing what part of my texts that he wants to respond back to. So now, later on, that night comes, and I says, it's like 11 o'clock. Like, we're supposed to leave at 5:50 to go back home. And so I'm texting TJ, like, yo, what's going on with the tickets? What's going on? TJ's not texting me back. TJ texts me and asks me what's Alexa's number. I text TJ back, and I get the right, I lost my phone. I have nobody contact in my phone at all. So, this is on Sunday. He asks me for your number. And so then I says to him, well, what's going on with the tickets? What's going on with this? TJ never responds back. So I get the right, okay, you know what? I got this. So me and Felicity and Ira and everybody, we in the hotel room and we getting ready and everything. TJ's calling everybody else's phone and responding back to everybody else but me. TJ's speaking to Felicity. He's speaking to Ira. He's speaking to all these different people that's around me, but TJ's not speaking to me. Why are you not speaking to me or responding back to any of my messages? So we getting ready. It's like 1 o'clock, time for the mini ball, and we still in the room, and Felicity's painting, and I'm painting, and we getting dressed. TJ, why would TJ want to know where Kelly at? You have Kelly's number. You've been speaking to Kelly for I don't know how long. Why are you calling Ira's phone asking, where's Kelly at? And so I'm like, well, why is he calling your phone and not calling my phone, asking me where I'm at? It's 1:30. We still getting ourselves together to go to the mini ball. So we get to the mini ball. We pull up. We drive the 17 miles to the mini ball. We get to the mini ball. We go inside. I go inside. Felicity pulls into the parking lot, bitch, and I get out the car, and she's reading me down like, oh, why you can't just wait for us? I said, girl, I've been waiting for 2 hours for you to get ready and everything. I'm going inside. So we go in. I walk inside, bitch, and I walk right in, and nobody's at the front door. So, you know, bitch, when I'm thinking, well, you know, it's over, bitch, or my name is on the list or whatever, and there's nobody at the door. So I go up, and I get on the judge's panel. I don't get on the judge's panel, but I stand up there where the camera crew is at and stand there and everything. And so I give me a light. I go outside, and I smoke my cigarette and everything. Then Felicity and the team come walking in. Security searches them, and we all go back inside. It's still nobody at the front door when Felicity and all of them come in. So everybody just sashays on in, goes in, and sits down. So now we're sitting down. They're sitting down at the thing. I'm still up on behind the judges panel. TJ comes over to me. Hold on. I got to get Devine on. Hold on, y'all. Let me call Devine. Let me call Devine and get her on. Hold on. I'm calling Devine to get her on.
Goodness.
Devine, yes, you're live on the air.
Hello. These
motherfuckers
are tied up. What the hell
y'all
talking about?
The lines are definitely tied up, honey. So back into my story. So we get inside, and you know, and we just sitting down and we mingle. And the TJ comes over to me and gets the very the owner wants the $10 for your admission fee to get into the ball.
The owner.
And so I'm giving the owner, this is what TJ tells me. The owner wants your $10 for your admission to get in. Anybody that doesn't have a wristband, security's coming around and they putting them out. And I'm giving the right, you want $10 for me to get into the ball? Bitch, I'm the mother of the house mistake. Why my name is not on the list? But come to find out later on from Amaya, they said that it was no guest list at all for the night. So I'm sitting here and I'm gagging. And so then I walk over and I go, and I walked past the Mizrahi where they were sitting. I don't know if the table was purchased, but where the Mizrahis were sitting at, and Felicity gave the very girl, they just said, we got to pay $10 or we got to get out. And I'm getting ready, what? Miss Thang, we came all the way to Ohio, Miss Thang, bitch. We the legendary mothers of the house. Really? They're giving us that, Miss Thang? And so Felicity gave the very child, girl, I ain't paying no $10. I get the very, well, girl, I ain't paying no $10 either, bitch. I'm going to the door. Well, what's going on? So then Amaya comes over to the door and says, y'all have to pay y'all $10 to get in and stuff and everything. And I'm giving the right, well, why should I have to pay $10 to get in? TJ still never even paid my money from last night and qua, qua, and then it goes on and it's a whole big shenanigans. You know what? I gave the very, you know, TJ, you never even paid my money for last night, okay? It's 2 hours before our train is supposed to leave, and you have not even got our train tickets yet, and you telling me that somebody is working on getting our train tickets, TJ, but then you tell Corey that you might be driving us back to New York because, you know, you're good, and it's not giving good. Okay, so I get the right. You know what, TJ? I get the right. I just want my money, and I want the tickets for me and the boys to get on the motherfucking 550 train so we can get the fuck up out of here. I'm not paying $10. I'm going the fuck outside, and I'll wait outside. And so then we go outside, and by the time we walk outside, and I light a cigarette and walk to the end of the parking lot, Miss Thing, and turn back around, all the girls is coming outside. The ball is over. And I'm like, well, the ball is over. Y'all just, we was only here like 10 minutes. Y'all went, and so there was a whole big mess. So now I'm outside, bitch, and I'm doing the aftermath. And I'm not even, before I even doing the aftermath, you know, the football player is really giving me, really giving much and giving the grade of, you know, how he gonna, you know, and this and giving all of this
you
and giving
listen,
all of that.
Listen, Kelly, you're not gonna keep doing that, dog.
Okay, well, I'm giving y'all the story in my version. And he's giving all of this and giving all of that. And so then Felicity and her boo and Ira come walking back. And so, bitch, I'm like, you know what? Bitch, I ain't got time for niggas to be giving me all of this, Miss Thang, honey. I took my Brazilian, Miss Thang. I started pinning her down in the braid, Miss Thang. Cause I was about to walk up on her and get the very, if you have a problem with me, and people, but in the midst of that, before I get the chance to ask her, do she have a problem, Corey and Jay comes out with the camera, and I'm doing my aftermath, giving my aftermath and everything. And then the football player, they said, somebody told me the football player ran back inside and told TJ that I was outside and I was reading him and giving much. And TJ came outside, Miss Thang, like TJ was Hulk Hogan, Miss Thang, okay, and was giving much and everything. And I didn't book you and la 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 this and la la. Alexis was booked and Vicky Ghani was booked and all of this and that and that. And the girls are holding him back, Miss Thang, because he looked like he was coming at me, Miss Thang. And I'm telling the girls, no, let him go, Miss Thang, because I wasn't at him, Miss Thang. But if he feels that he wanted to come my way, let him go, because I'll give up. You know, I'm not here to promote the violence. I'm here to raise the talent. But if he gives me what he wants to give me, I'm, you know. And so then it was a much shorter. I gave the very, you know what? I gave the very, I got my own motherfucking shit.
So you was giving it, I don't want to, I'm not here to raise the violence, but I'll raise the retaliation.
Yes, I was giving very that. And so then I gave the very, you know what? Better yet, you know what? I'm going to go back to this hotel. I got me some, okay? And I'm going to get me and my these boys this ticket, Miss Thing. I want my motherfucking money, Miss Thing, for Friday night, I mean, for Saturday night, Miss Thing. And yeah, you got to have to pay me for getting these boys back home, because these boys should have been back home already and everything should have been done, okay? And it was just a whole big mess and everything. So I talked to Amaya, me and Amaya talk, and I tell her the whole situation and everything. And Amaya was like, Kelly, you're absolutely right. Wah, 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 wah. We sit there, we talking everything, and Amaya gave the right, you know what, Kelly, you're absolutely right. I'm going to take care of it. I get the right, okay, it's
well,
not a problem.
Kelly,
yes?
Kelly, I have the up and coming legendary overall West Coast Midwest mother. I'm Maya Revlon. She is live on the air.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me finish. And so Amaya tells me, she says, Kelly, you absolutely right. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to make sure everything is right. I said, okay, you know what? Thank you, sister. I love you. We get to the car. We on our way going to the car. And we in the car, we driving back to the hotel, and I'm getting all of these calls. I'm getting calls from TJ. I'm not answering the calls. So then he finally calls Felicity's phone, and he's on the phone, and he's talking with Felicity, and he is just like, TJ was just like, and he ate his motherfucking Wheaties, and he's feeling it and everything. So we get back to the hotel, Miss Thing, and we are sitting here in the hotel, and I'm in the hotel, and I'm smoking my cigarette and everything in the hotel, and then TJ's on the phone talking with Felicity and giving the very, oh, da-la-la, he's going to get Corey, and he's going to get Jay back home. He don't know what the fuck is going to happen with me and everything and all of this other motherfucking bullshit and everything. And so I'm sitting here like, you know what, I'm paying it. And so then you have the football player in the background, and she gets on the phone and talk about, sister, where it took to Felicity, like, sister, where y'all at, Miss Thang, and all of this stuff, what room y'all in, and all of this stuff, Miss Thang. Like, she was coming to door check me or something, Miss Thang. She was violating my... He was violating all of my motherfucking space, Miss Thang, asking my sister what was going on. And so then text messages started coming to Felicity. Felicity told them that we was at the hotel where TJ had put Corey and them at the next night downtown and everything. And then when Felicity left her iPhone and went in the room to go use the bathroom, I picked up the iPhone and I texted them exactly where we was at. Okay. Felicity, baby, we mind you, because you already know what it is. So now I'm sitting here, and I'm on my way, and I'm about to get ready to go downstairs because the girl said, oh, they downstairs. So I'm about to go downstairs. And so Felicity is in the hallway. She's begging me, Kelly, please don't go downstairs. Corey and Jay finally comes upstairs, and they're like, Kelly, no, please don't go downstairs. A lot, a lot. So then Felicity comes back. After Felicity and them calm me down, I get to be like, you know what? I'm just going to go downstairs, and I'm going to pay it because, you know, this is my sister's room, Miss Thang. I don't want no shenanigans or anything. I don't need her credit card and stuff. So I go back in the room, and I pays it, Miss Thang. So the Felicity calls TJ.
What were they about to beat your ass the last time you was out there?
Girl, please. Okay. So then I go back in the room, and Felicity calls TJ and says, TJ, please just leave. So TJ says, okay, he's going to leave. He left, okay, or whatever the situation was.
Oh, wait,
and then
hold on, wait. So TJ bought
person over the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay,
brought
okay, wait one second. I can pick it up from there because I was in the car. TJ, I guess whatever words that exchanged between Kelly and TJ on the phone, TJ felt some kind of way about Kelly. He felt like Kelly was bullying him, and he said that he's not going to be bullied. He got in the car. I ran outside of my apartment complex, and I came outside of my apartment complex, and then Persia came out and said behind us. Persia jumped in the car because she saw me jump in the car. So then Persia was like, what T? She didn't know what the T was. And so then when we go to the hotel, I told TJ he was not going to fight.
Let me tell you my point of view.
Then you can go back to yours, and I was in the car. So then when that happened, I was on the phone with Felicity, and Felicity was there like, sister, she's like, who is this? I said, it's Amaya. She was like, sis. She's like, I really don't want nothing at my room. I really don't want to have all the altercation. So I kept trying to talk everybody down. So then we saw Corey and Jay was in the car with us, and I was talking to them, and then Caesar talked to them on the phone and all this. I didn't want to talk on the phone at that time. So then Corey, I said, and I made sure that they called Felicity to make sure they get the room number because it was locked out from downstairs. Then when I guess they got to drop something off, I wasn't in the car that time, and they were like, well, Kelly came downstairs, this, that, and the other. And like I told them, nobody was going to fight. And I told Kelly on the phone, but Kelly didn't tell me it wasn't about TJ.
Amaya, let me stop you. Amaya, Kelly never came downstairs once.
She said, but let's be down there. That's what she did. Kelly was like, okay, get the fuck out of my room, y'all. Seriously, I'm talking about. She tried. Go ahead.
Amaya. Yeah, Felicity is right here in my house because she drove me back. She drove me back to New York. Felicity can tell you, once I came upstairs from the mini ball, I never came back downstairs.
Okay,
Yes. Did Corey and Jadam get home safely, or y'all came
yes.
together?
They got home safely. They got home safely. Thanks to Felicity for driving us back to New York. Yes, we did get home safely.
But also, Kelly, let's not be fake. TJ did give you the $250 to get you back home. Let's not do that.
Yes, he did.
Okay, let's go.
I didn't get to that point yet.
Okay, go ahead. I'm in rage.
Now I'm in utter rage, Miss Thing. And so you know what? I'm gonna stop all of this bullshit. I'm calling my motherfucking brother. So I call my brother Caesar and I wake him up and I tell him everything that's going on. Now he's in utter rage, bitch. He's in utter rage, going crazy, bitch, because he don't know what's going on with his motherfucking nephews and everything. So he's getting ready. You know what? I'm gonna call you back. He's gonna call TJ. He's gonna call Amaya. He called them, talk back and forth and everything. So then Felicity's on the phone with TJ, and Felicity's like, TJ, what's going on with their tickets, what's going to happen with their tickets and everything. TJ's saying, oh, I'm going to get Jay and Corey their ticket. I don't know what's going on with Kelly. I said to Felicity, don't even worry about it, bitch, because at the end of the day, TJ don't have to get my ticket. Bitch, I never leave home without my motherfucking American Express card. I'll charge me a ticket or anything that I need to get home. So now we get back on the phone with Caesar. TJ's saying, well, oh, he's gonna put them on the plane. He's gonna put them to do this. He's gonna do that. And I'm giving the grade up. Well, if you didn't have the wah-wah for the train, Miss Thing, how are you getting them a plane, Miss Thing, and all of this other stuff, Miss Thing? So then we come up with the idea. You know what? Felicity was gonna go back to Atlanta because she had things to do. I begged my sister Felicity, you know what? Caesar wants them home. Can you please drive us back to New York? She got the. I don't have a problem with driving y'all back to New York. I'll just probably have to change my car, get a bigger car, and everything. But I'm not paying this gas and toll and everything. So Corey gets on the phone and he talks with his uncle and everything. They call TJ. They work out this whole arrangement. TJ comes over and he brings the $250 and Felicity drops him back to New York City. We got back to New York City about 5 o'clock this afternoon and everything. And that was the whole story of the weekend. Okay. And at the end of the day, TJ tried to turn it.
Ugh.
Now, and I, and then I, when I got home this afternoon, like I told Amaya, when I spoke to Amaya, everything is on video from the first aftermath to the second aftermath. So TJ's gonna sit here, and TJ's gonna look like an ass when these aftermaths come out, because if you didn't book anybody or anything, and I'm asking for coins on tape, I would have stopped you in a minute. Amaya said, yes, Kelly, I agree. And so then I said, Amaya, also ask Fat Cat, because he's still at your house, the conversation that me and TJ had in his room, and about TJ saying, I don't have no money, I have to go to the bank. Fat Cat said, yes, that story is true. Isn't that right, Amaya?
Yeah, he did say that.
Okay, so if you didn't owe me no money or I wasn't booked, TJ, why do you have to go to the bank to get me some money if you don't have no more money? That was my whole issue about the whole situation. But at the end of the day, you know what? I said I'm gonna chop this up to the game, and I'm gonna rub it on my chest with a motherfucking ass. And TJ can keep that money and shove it up his motherfucking ass. Because at the end of the day, whatever you was going to pay me, you lost a good friendship over some motherfucking money. And trying to turn me out. You can never turn me, because regardless of the fact of you giving me a ticket to get home or not, I never leave home without my full credit card, so I would have been able to get home regardless. But my sister Felicity drove me home, okay? I called around, and I got stuff and everything. By the time I got the stuff to do my wah-wah-wah, Felicity gave the ready, you know what? I'm just going to drive y'all home, Miss Thing. But I still had my shit to get myself home anyway. And TJ tried to turn it out, but he still didn't turn it out, because at the end of the day, you still got me home. I rode on his time and his motherfucking dime, and I still got home before Amtrak got to New York. Amtrak got here at 7. I got here at 5.
Kelly, the girl said you really, really need a reality show, because you have just fabricated a whole 30 minutes of bullshit. It's wearing my outfit.
Well, I'm just telling y'all what it was and how it happened, okay? And that's how it was. And I felt to myself the way the football player was in the background when TJ was on the phone talking to Felicity, asking her, well, where's the hotel at? What room y'all in? Like, she was coming at me. That's why I felt that way, Amaya, because that's what she was giving in the background. I don't know if you was in the room when her and TJ was on the phone with Felicity, but that's what
What Persia Ebony has something to say. Here she goes, because I don't want nobody to answer the phone for me. Hold on.
Kelly, but it's not like Persia was paying you, Kelly, really. She was just, you know, making you mad.
No, actually, she wasn't.
Goddamn well, bitch, when I was in your motherfucking face, and threw them goddamn hormones in your face, bitch, your motherfucking ass wasn't ready for it, bitch. Whenever you better see me, nigga, like I told you on the phone,
oh,
I don't give a fuck who you bring, bitch. When you ready, girl, see me. Only thing you had to do is hit me in my mouth. I was in front of you, bitch, the whole night.
You want me? I don't want you. You had me. You had me, boy.
Motherfucking man.
Alexis, can we get Amaya on the phone and say, I went through this earlier. Alexis, get Amaya back on the phone, Alexis, or I'm going to mute your phone. I went through this earlier with him. I went through this earlier with him. I'm not going to go through this again.
I'm back.
Okay, yes, because I went through this earlier with him. I'm not going to go through this. Like, let me tell y'all something. I spoke with the legendary Ray Ray Mizrahi earlier today, right? I don't talk about Persia or anything, bitch. Persia don't know me from a hole in the wall. Persia don't know who I know or anything, Miss Thing. Persia was sitting having a conversation at Ray Ray and Bank's house, okay? A couple of months, I don't know how long ago back, Miss Thing, and Persia's sitting talking with Jay, bitch, from New York City, Miss Thing, that's her brother, Miss Thing, and Ray Ray's sitting right there at the house, mind you, she don't know me from a hole in the wall, telling them how she, when she sees me, what she's going to do to me, and she's going to shoot me and everything, Miss Thing, and then Ray Ray comes out and gets the ready, after he lets her spill her guts and everything, gets the ready, you know the person that you're talking about, that's my house member, and that's my blood cousin. And she gagged, Miss Thing. Why are you sitting and having a conversation about you shooting me and doing everything you're going to do to me, Miss Thing, and all of this stuff, Miss Thing? Like, I don't even think about you, Miss Thing, at all, Miss Thing. You're not even worth
hello,
the soles of my
hello,
fucking shoes.
Hello, hello, hello. Bitch, I am have never said I was going to shoot your fat ass, bitch. Don't get it twisted, bitch. Yo, you don't try to set me up, bitch, on no motherfucking shit, bitch. Or you think you going to have some kind of alibi, bitch. I don't need nothing for you, bitch. Because clearly, girl, I've been seeing you, girl, time and time again. I don't give a fuck who you
miss,
what, bitch.
Oh
when they tell me your name was Damon, Rayleigh's the one that told me your name was Damon, bitch.
Oh, bitch, do you think I give a fuck? Do you think I give a fuck? Do you think I give a fuck about that? Do you think I give a fuck about that? Baby, Amaya, please, Amaya, please, Miss Thing, now, Amaya, please, Amaya, can we please get Amaya back on the phone, please? Like I told you earlier, Miss Thing, girl, I don't think about you, I don't think about that dyke or any motherfucking thing. Like I said, every time you kiss it, I'm not going to, now I'm stepping out of character, and I'm becoming Jarnice. Like I told you earlier, every time you kiss that dyke in the mouth, bitch, you were sucking my dick, faggot. I keep telling you, nigga, stop it, Miss Thing. Stop it. I don't sit here and I don't play with motherfucking bitches that's running around with motherfucking synthetic ass motherfucking wig, Miss Thing, and $10 motherfucking buns that they pin on your motherfucking head, Miss Thing. You're a woman, nigga. Step your motherfucking game up, Miss Thing, okay? Bitch, nobody runs around with synthetic wigs and $10 drawstring buns, nigga. Get your motherfucking game up.
Oh, God.
Hello, Rodney. Hello, Divine. Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
How is everybody doing?
Ooh, I am doing fine, honey.
This is TJ Mizrahi. Yes, I'm still in the motherfucking house. You can call whoever you want to. Andre did not put me out this house, Kelly. Now let's cut the shit. You were not hired. Alexis and Vicky Cotty was hired to do the red carpet. You came to Cleveland because you wanted to get fucked, and the boys don't want to fuck you. You want to
TJ, TJ, TJ.
Don't want you.
Kelly,
Kelly. You want to play with me, Kelly? Yes, I want a piece of your ass.
Hello, TJ. TJ, hold on.
No, TJ,
hold on.
Alexis' phone is on mute. First of all, TJ, okay, I don't need to come to motherfucking Cleveland to get fucked by any motherfucking butch queen, okay? You just mad, Miss Thing, because Pampa stood you up and didn't come fuck your nasty-ass motherfucking hole, Miss Thing. Faggot, don't ever motherfucking come for me. I don't need to come to Cleveland. And you can ask my sister, Alexis, all bitch. I'm on the phone with Alexis all the time when a trade is coming over. I don't need no trade to come over to get fucked. But your own roommate just said, and also Fat Cat TJ, that you said you had to go to the bank to get me money. If you didn't owe me any money, TJ, why would you tell me something like that, TJ? Let's get to that, TJ. Now, Alexis, your phone is back open. Let's get to that. Let's get to Fat.
Kelly.
Let's get to Fat.
See, Kelly.
Yes.
Maybe a story before you keep cutting
No, let's get to Fat, because Fat Cat, along with Maurice that was in the room, said TJ said you was going to the bank to get me coins. But if you didn't owe me any coins, TJ, why was you going to the bank to get me coins? Why you said this in front of Fat Cat?
Hello?
Let's get to the facts. If you didn't owe me coins, why Fat Cat sitting, Fat Cat right in your room, in your bedroom, when I said, TJ, what's going on with my coins? You said, I have to go to the bank to get you money because I don't have no more money if I was not booked.
Fat Cat, come here. Hold on. Excuse me. Fat Cat, sit
on here. Amaya already said yes.
Baby, shut up. Fat Cat. No, wait a minute, hold on, I'm going to tell you something. Fat Cat, when we were in the car and Kelly talked about she wanted to do the red carpet, so what was my response to her?
I don't need nobody to do the red carpet. Alexis Clark and Vicky Gotti out here.
All right, so Fat Cat, when I asked him in the room, Fat Cat, what's up with my money, Fat Cat? Did he say I got to go to the bank to get your money, Fat Cat?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so if I wasn't booked, Fat Cat, what was he going to the bank to get me money for?
I didn't get into all that. I thought he was just giving you a little coin for something. You know, I don't know.
TJ, and when I said on tape, TJ, oh, just like Alexis Clark did not have a red carpet at the coldest winter ever, TJ, but I'm still going to get my coin, TJ. Why did not, when you was on tape, TJ, you not say, oh, you was not booked, you was not getting no coin, TJ? Why do you say that on tape, TJ?
Baby, you knew before that ball. Mind you, I'm
TJ,
not
TJ, why did not you say that on tape, TJ?
Kelly, Look here.
TJ, why did you not say, TJ, when I said I'm still going
to
get paid, if I said I'm not, TJ, if I said TJ, if I said TJ, no, we're not, no, we're getting to, we're going
to
get to the facts. We're going to get to the facts. We're going to get to the facts, TJ, okay? TJ, why not when I said on tape there was no red carpet, TJ, but I'm still going to get my money, TJ. You did not stop me and say something different on tape, TJ. That's what we asking you, TJ. Hello.
I don't remember doing the goddamn red carpet with you.
Oh, you don't remember doing the red carpet. TJ, nobody got time for your motherfucking bullshit, TJ. Please, Alexis, Alexis, please. Nobody got time for this bullshit. At the end of the day, like I said.
Oh, no, you don't want me on the show.
No, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, because you're lying. You're lying, TJ. You're sitting here, you're lying.
I'm lying.
You're lying, TJ. It's on tape, TJ. It's on tape, TJ. Because I know, TJ. I know. Amaya said the same. Amaya's your roommate. Amaya's your roommate. Rodney is on the phone. Alexis is on the phone. Divine's on the phone. And they all agreed, TJ. If you on tape and somebody is saying on tape, TJ, that you owe them money, everybody that I spoke to, TJ, said they would have said, I don't owe you anything. I wasn't booked. But you wasn't worried about the aftermath. Everybody said this, TJ. Why don't you comprehend that, TJ? Because
no,
I would have stopped. I would have stopped the bitch. I would have stopped the bitch. I would have stopped the bitch in a minute and gave the money. Mama, I don't owe you anything.
Kelly, let's keep. I'm
but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, TJ. At the end of the day, TJ. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, TJ. The tape is up. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar.
You don't ever have to bring your ass back to Ohio.
Trust me, trust and believe. Trust and believe, TJ. I won't never be back to Ohio, and neither will Ballroom Throwback.
Thank God.
Thank God. And guess what? I want to thank Amaya for definitely paying my nephews and everything and definitely getting them out there. But the accommodations that was put forth by TJ was horrible, and it fucked it up for Ballroom Throwbacks to ever come back to Ohio. Thanks to TJ.
Ha, 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 ha. Thanks to TJ. Why is this so horrible?
Thanks to TJ. Thanks to TJ. Because your craft did not go through. Because your craft did not go through to get their Amtrak ticket for them to go back home. Okay? You was running around, TJ. You was running around the mini ball like a chicken with your head cut off, begging girls, Miss Thing, to do the motherfucking tickets for the girls to get the fuck back home.
First of all, bitch, let's be real. I didn't beg no bitch in that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, you was begging. And I'm not going to put the person's name out there that you asked. The person gave the ring, how much is the ticket? You gave the ring, the ticket is $900. They gave the ring, well, you got to give us $450 and we will do the tickets. TJ, your exact words, because you thought I wasn't listening, TJ, your exact words was, why can't I just buy the magic from them? They don't, and the person gave the very, they don't just sell the magic, they do the tickets.
Correct.
TJ, I keep telling you, TJ, y'all girls don't ever want me, TJ. You don't want me, TJ, because you're a bunch of lies, TJ. You're a bunch of lies, Mister. Nobody has time for lies. You came out, TJ. You came out. You came out that motherfucking ball. You came out that ball, and you put on a motherfucking. You put on a motherfucking masquerade. You came out that ball, TJ, you came out that ball, and you put on a masquerade show and trying to get Billy Badass with me, Miss Thing, because everything that you was doing, Miss Thing, was falling apart in front of your motherfucking hands. So you had to put on all this masquerade so you could turn everything and say, oh, it was Kelly Ford, I was trying to get the tickets, but she was carrying on and doing all of this stuff. You didn't have shit motherfucking prepared, Miss Thing, first of all, TJ. And there should be no motherfucking reason, TJ, why, if the hotel rooms, TJ, was in your motherfucking name, that they had to wait until 6 o'clock in the morning to be checked in if the hotel's within room was in your name, and you already knew, oh, well, I gotta get y'all to this particular hotel, TJ, because this the only hotel that's going to let you check in at this time. TJ, if you knew that people was coming in town and you already had did they train tickets and you knew what time they was coming in town and the hotel rooms was gonna be in your name, TJ, as a ball promoter, TJ, you should have already had those rooms already accommodated already and checked in and had the keys. So when you picked them up from the train station to airport or the Greyhound, TJ, all you had to do was take them directly to their room because the room was already checked in. You should have had to find a hotel that was going to let you check people in at 6 o'clock in the morning. Let's be a motherfucking real promoter, okay, TJ? You don't want me. I keep telling you this, Miss Thang, okay? Yes, I can be very motherfucking nasty, Miss Thang. I can be very much a bitch, Miss Thang. But when it comes to promoting and doing motherfucking things, I can be very professional too, TJ. That's how it should have been done, TJ, but it was not done. Okay? Bitch, we got to the motherfucking hotel, and your motherfucking gift card that you had crafted, Miss Thang, girl, had a balance. You said it had a balance of $610, but when we got to the hotel and the lady swiped the motherfucking card, Miss Thang, it had a balance of motherfucking zero. Miss Thang, TJ, you don't want me, Miss Thang, okay? I keep telling you, you don't want me, TJ, okay? Just like when you did your trophies, Miss Thang. Just like you did your trophies, Miss Thang, and they was on their way to be delivered to you, Miss Thang, and they were stopped and mid motherfucking UPS and directed back for fraud, Miss Thang. TJ, don't do me.
Ooh.
I'm not the one or the motherfucking two.
Ooh.
And now you're back.
Okay, Kelly, let's... Oh, girl, you want to keep muting me. You
want to keep
muting me, huh?
Kelly, that's time. You're acting like somebody else. Don't do that, Kelly.
No, oh, baby. He, okay. I keep telling the girls, don't knock on my motherfucking door, on my time and my dime.
Where is Divine?
Right here.
Okay, what Kelly, could we, before you rebuttal, hold on, TJ, could you give us your rendition of the story so we can hear it? And Kelly, before you comment on him, let us hear his whole side, what he has to say, so we can justify.
Y'all
want to
hear TJ's whole side of the story?
Because
he gave me his phone back.
TJ, I don't want to hear TJ's side of the story because it's bullshit. It's bullshit, and y'all all know it's bullshit, Miss Thang, bitch, because like Amaya said, his roommate that he lives with, Miss Thang, Rodney said, Alexa said, bitch, y'all want to stop me in mid-motherfucking fight against the very, you is not booked. I don't owe you anything. Okay, I want to stop. TJ, Fat Cat was right there. TJ said that. Amaya knows TJ said Kelly's going to be doing the red carpet.
I need that down there. You grab it to stop right.
I know I'm driving. Hello?
Put the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again.
Okay.
Alexa.
Yeah.
Am I on the air? Yeah,
you're live on the air, TJ. TJ.
Okay.
Hold on, TJ. You are live on the air. Overseer, TJ, Ms. Wahee.
I can tell you on my side. Because clearly she keeps muting me.
No, in order for her to mute you, she would have to mute me. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, let's start this really off. Thursday night when Kelly decided she was coming, first of all, she wasn't coming to my ball unless I paid for her to get here and back in a hotel accommodations. First of all, I don't believe I should pay for any motherfucking Mizrahi if you in my house to come to my ball. Y'all hoes didn't come last year, and I damn sure wasn't paying for y'all to come this year.
Well, you did.
That was first. You wanted to come here because you and Amaya and me and Felicity and Rose was on the oval. You seen a piece of dick here and you wanted to get fucked, honey. You wanted to turn up. That's when you decided to come because you started packing shit then. You did not come here for TJ. Let's get that straight. When you got on that flight, first of all, Amaya, you asked Amaya to get you here. When I spoke with Caesar about getting Bob and Felix here, that was a whole different thing. But since we were already putting them on the train, why not throw Kelly on there too? You were not my responsibility. I was not supposed to get you a hotel room.
No, you did.
Clearly, let's get that straight, first of all.
You did.
You know what? And you don't ever have to worry about that again, because next time your ass is sleeping in a motherfucking bus station for all I can.
You did. You did. It will never. Let him finish, Kelly.
You want to go through all this ranting and raving, honey. If you felt a certain type of way Saturday, you don't got it. When you said that in the car about the real carpet, that cat just told you my response to it. So anything else you're saying to me, I'm paying it. Because at this time right now, I have my money in my pocket. So magic to get people home was
never an option because the same money I gave Felicity to drive your asses home was the same money I was on the way to the airport to pay to fly them because I was leaving your ass here in Cleveland. I was
you wasn't. You could never leave me any place. CJ, I have American Express. I'll never leave home without it, bitch.
Right,
I have two business cards to go to my business, bitch. I have a MasterCard ticket, so you wasn't leaving me any place.
I'm going to do me. You did not have, you got on this afternoon and I got to work to do this and that. Clearly, you didn't have to work to do it, bitch, because you would have got your ass home. You wouldn't have needed
actually,
to
clearly, actually, clearly, TJ, I did have it, TJ. I just wanted you to come out of your pocket.
Right now, where I can send Felicity's message she sent to me, baby, fly them. She didn't want to drive your ass.
Oh, well, she did. She did. And we got your time. We got your time.
She did.
He said, Felicity, that you didn't, you never wanted to drive us. Actually, TJ, if you want to get technical, I'll put Felicity on the phone. Before the money even came into our option, TJ, I'm the one that told them to make you pay her. Before the money came into play, TJ, Felicity was going to drive us on her own time.
Baby,
all dime.
First of all, if you ask Felicity the conversation we had, and Jay Will, who's in the car, is right here right now. Well, Felicity, they said, I'll give you two. I will give you $200.
Pick up the phone. Pick it up.
Felicity, get on this phone.
Felicity, pick
it
up.
Are y'all really going to have this house meeting on the show?
Yes, you are. Felicity, are you on there?
Yes, I'm here.
Before the $250 came into play, Felicity, was not you, Felicity, going to already drop us to New York City?
Didn't I tell you straightforward? I'll give you $200 to drive this. Then you called
Felicity
me
before that even came into play. Felicity, before that.
Okay. It's very simple. Before I spoke with you, TJ, just to get her and everything settled and situated, I was going to go ahead and take them because I didn't want you guys getting into it or fighting or anything like that. So then that's when it was very much like, okay, well, thank you, but now who's going to, you know, pay for it? And then that's when you had already called while they were on the phone, you know, conference call with Caesar, and then that was the option that came up, and it was like, okay, see, TJ needs to pay for it since, you know, he's supposed to get you guys back. And then that's how it happened.
Right.
That's
thank
how it happened. But at the end of the day,
at
the end of the day, like, seriously, you guys are losing something much bigger than being booked for an event, and you know that. And I'm sorry that it's so common in this scene to lose friendships and relationships over pennies, because $150 is pennies, to be honest with you. Like, something like that should not ruin a relationship, especially when it's built over 5 years and plus. So, honestly, y'all need to get up off the phone and stop this back and forth.
Oh, no, baby. The situation is done.
All right,
well,
y'all have fun. Y'all have fun. I'm getting off this line.
No,
but like I said, it was already,
like I said, once again, baby,
my sister was already taking us back to New York, bitch. I put the money in play, and that's why you got the phone call that you got from my brother for the money to come out of your pocket. It was already in play already. I'm always directing the show. TJ, I'm the reason why you back in the house, Miss Saint, after they kicked you out. TJ, please don't make me go to my inbox, TJ. Fuck all the messages, TJ.
Kelly,
when they kicked you out, TJ. TJ, when you were.
I left.
TJ, please don't make me pull up the messages when you was hitting me up in my.
You just put up the message telling me I was kicked out.
Jahari was hitting me up in my inbox saying, can you please talk to Andre and all of them and everything, TJ? Don't do me, TJ.
Why did Jahari hit you up? Because Jahari shouldn't hit you up at all. I never knew she hit you up.
Jahari hit me
I
up
never,
too. The month of Jahari hit
never.
Me up and said, can you please talk to Andre? I still have all the messages in my inbox, TJ. Please don't play on
you
my time.
What you and Jahari talked about.
I'm always
tell
going to direct the show, TJ. Okay?
Oh,
so don't try it on my dime.
Today, I would like to thank everyone for coming to Catch If You Can Part 2. The weekend was an amazing success. Everyone had fun in Cleveland. We showcased the talent time here. The extras and all that bullshit, I'm really not going to deal with and go into it, Kelly. I do thank you all for coming. I had a wonderful time. Alexis, I'm a man you couldn't get here. I would prefer to see you here and have fun with you. Roddy, I man, you wasn't here. Divine, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, the ball is a success. If a match didn't come through, plenty. I have a safe in my room with cash in it right now. I don't need magic.
You needed magic when you was begging the girls, honey. That cash wasn't on. That cash wasn't working then when you was begging the girls. When he was running around the ball begging the girls, why can't I just buy it, bitch? Why do I have to, you know, he was my sister.
And when you were talking about a ticket, I asked her, do she know someone who sells work? I would have bought the file myself.
Whoa, wait. Put the lotion on the skin so the holes can come again.
Put the lotion on the skin, Kelly. You're able to bully people around so you want to do what you want to.
Put the lotion on the skin so the holes can come again. But trust me, at
this weekend, you would not come into my city, to my bar, and ruin that shit.
At the end of the day, TJ, trust and believe, TJ, at the end of the day, TJ, I'm the director. I'm going to always have the last motherfucking laugh. Now watch the laugh.
Hold on. So, Kelly, what are you trying to say?
I'm going to always have the last laugh, Miss Thing. Like I said, Miss Thing, bitch, you know, the girls have their side to the story. I have my side to the story. Now, once the aftermath get up and the aftermath is viewed and everything and my opinions and everything, trust and believe, I'm going to have the last laugh. Trust me.
Baby, you tried to laugh already. You had Ray Ray put me out the house, and Andre came right behind him and said,
trust me, I'm going to have the last laugh. TJ, we thank you for coming out with your ungood magic, Miss Thing, and we thank you for calling into the show. You have a nice night, okay?
My ungood magic got your fat ass here.
It got me here, Miss Thing, but it didn't get those trophies from Crown Awards. It didn't get those trophies from Crown Awards when it was redirected.
You're right, it didn't, but guess what? I still got another trophy, honey.
Sure, honey.
I'll talk to y'all later.
You know.
You ain't got to talk to me later. You ain't got to talk to me later, Alexis, because I didn't do anything.
I can't.
Oh, no, she wants to play victim. Just like she told everybody I was trying to set her up to get beat up by Persia. If that's the case, I wouldn't have told your ass on the way here that Persia was here. I would just let you walk in the house, let her know.
Actually, baby, nobody was thinking about Persia. That was you that said, Persia's upstairs. Please be nice. And I came upstairs, and I was very nice, and I was very respectful. You asked me to please be nice, and I was. Okay, you talk about setting me up. You can never set me up, Miss Thing. Nobody can never set me up.
Kelly, let me tell you one thing about me, TJ.
I'm not these other motherfucking bitches, Miss Thing, that only gets it crump in they motherfucking state, Miss Thing. If a bitch knocks on my door, I don't give a fuck where I'm at. I'm going to handle my motherfucking business. So you can never set me up for any motherfucking thing, TJ. Know that.
Nobody was trying to set anybody up, Kelly. I don't know where that story came from, because at the end of the day, I paid the rent, but we fit it. But because my name is on that lease, nobody's going to have police come into my house or set anybody up. This is a weekend to have fun in a city that's trying to build a ballroom. They have nothing to do with anybody setting up, and you both are extremely childish for bringing this upon a weekend that we worked so hard for.
Breaking news. Hold on, Kelly. Wait a minute, I just got a call. Elvis said if you want to be the director of this house, you need to direct that in a house meeting. All this hollering about crafts and all this on this radio show is not right.
Yes,
you definitely like it. Not feeling that. Kelly?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear me? Selvin wants you to stop it.
Baby, let me tell you something, baby. They should have stopped. They should have motherfucking stopped. At the end of the day, I'm a grown-ass motherfucking woman, and at the end of the motherfucking day, Kelly does what the fuck Kelly wants, Miss Thing. Nobody's going to tell me to do any motherfucking thing because I'm grown, bitch, and I pay my own motherfucking bills, bitch. Nobody's going to tell me to do anything. I don't have to worry about the repercussions that's going to come behind this because I didn't do anything. Now put the lotion on the skin and let me direct you again.
Oh, no.
I have a caller 412-478. You're live on there.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Marquise. First off, I wasn't there for all this bullshit that's going on right now and all this shit you talking, Kelly. I'm gonna be honest with you. You are a lady, and you should act as such. Women are supposed to be, not her. Second of all this shit about people jumping bad in their own region, baby, I must take the state type of motherfucker. I don't care where I go or where I'm at. Bring the noise. Don't be, because you should, and all that shit.
Oh, God, Mother Hubbard.
And all that. Why you didn't do all that shit in her face when you was there? That shit is uncalled for. And all this stunting shit and this crap shit is stupid.
Let me tell you something, Marquise. I wasn't running my motherfucking chaps about anything or reading a motherfucking bitch. Persia was. So felt some type of motherfucking way, bitch, Persia should have motherfucking jumped because she was running her motherfucking chaps. Nobody thinks about Persia when Persia's not on my motherfucking level, okay? I spit on bitches like Persia for a motherfucking recreational activity.
Shut the fuck up sometimes. That's your fucking problem. That's why I hit him the big ass up in Ohio.
Oh, child.
That's
all
the first thing
she could have
over.
Lotion on the skin or
no,
your
hair. No, you're live on the air.
No!
Okay.
And I better.
They're gone.
Baby, Kelly's brother Jack is tonight.
Okay, they'll go on. How they do that?
Extremely, extremely, extremely childish, and it's extremely.
The next caller, we have is. No, it's not childish. It's not childish, Amaya, because right is right and wrong is wrong, Amaya. You know, all day long, Amaya, when we was at your house, Amaya, on Friday when I got there, Saturday morning, and when I was speaking to you and everything, TJ kept saying, Kelly is doing the red carpet, Amaya. Real Amaya, what TJ want to say? I was on the red carpet, Amaya. Amaya,
I'm here. I'm not getting in the
middle. Why are you not getting into it, Amaya? Right is right and wrong is wrong, Amaya. Wasn't they going around telling everybody Kelly was doing the red carpet at 9:30?
But he also. He did say you were doing it, but he never told me that he was seeing you. That's why I didn't have the money. No shade.
Really? But TJ, everybody just heard TJ roommate just said I was doing the red carpet. But TJ just said I was never doing the red carpet. But TJ just said out of his mouth I was never doing the red carpet. But his roommate, he was telling everybody and his roommate and myself that I was doing the red carpet, but I was never doing the red carpet. So what is the story? What's the story, TJ? Was I doing it or was I not?
Put the lotion on the skin.
Okay, so somebody's motherfucker, somebody's sitting here lying because Amaya's saying that TJ was saying I was doing the red carpet and everything, bitch. And so what? So what? What is it? What is it? The next caller we have is 410-244. Jason?
Please tell me that the last hour that I've listened to is a fucking April Fool's joke.
No, it's not. April Fool's joke.
Why would it be April Fool's? Hold on, excuse me. Why would it be an April Fool's joke?
Because this foolishness, I don't expect this foolishness right here, Amaya. I didn't call this foolishness right here to not be on the radio, Cali.
I'm motherfucking playing, Jason. They go on after everybody's ball. So, bitch, please, you got a Tuesday night, choose it.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm not. I didn't call to talk to you. So thank you, Kelly. This conversation sounds like Tom and Marcus all over again, and that is better. And that is better than you. This conversation sounds like a Marcus and a Tom. And Kelly, you are much better than that. You are much better than that, Kelly.
Oh,
Marcus, let it go. Let it go.
That bitch needs to sip a mask.
You came with the right girl, bitch. I don't sit behind no.
The right, the right girl. I'm girl. You're not even worth talking to. I am not going to argue back and forth with you, Amaya. I love you and I respect you dearly, and I will not do that with you. So you can huff and puff as much as a big bad wolf wants to, but I am not the three little pigs. Okay. So thank you, Amaya. Thank you. Thank you. Don't make promises to me because, see, I handle things the right way, not the wrong way, okay? So we didn't even have to go there. This is a fool. This whole conversation is foolish. Me arguing back and forth with you is foolish.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Kelly, please move on. Ronnie, I would love to hear what your recap is.
Hi.
Kelly, can you please put me back on mute? And you're right, I do have a platform tomorrow night, and I will use it dearly. Have a good night, everyone.
You sure, bitch.
Well, the girls are putting the lotion on the skin.
You want a recap, bitch? Go to the ball.
Put the lotion on the skin or it gets
motherfucking goons. Girl, this shit go on every motherfucking Monday night. Not all of a sudden it's an April Fool joke. Gotta be no April Fool joke, bitch, if a bitch showed up at a ball.
But
Jason, just so you know,
baby, please, honey. I don't know why. And now they want the girls want to read me. Oh. Read me, honey. Read me down, Mr. Girl.
Where?
Hello.
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 Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're there.
Yeah, am I on this radio?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'm first of all, I'm apologize to everyone in disturbing y'all radio because of y'all, whatever y'all was doing, y'all was doing. But I have something to say. Can y'all hear me really good?
Yes, you can.
Go ahead, Andre. Okay. One, this house has been open for 20 years. I'm tired of everybody, all of these fucking parents disrespecting this house, period, as a hold. I'm really tired of it. So I'm letting anybody know from Kelly on down, any fucking parent, y'all have one more time to disrespect me and Jack's house because this is our house before anybody. We're the only two surviving bitches here, period. So if y'all disrespect this house on the forum again, it's going to be a problem. It's no shade to no one. I don't want to lose nobody, but I'm fucking tired of all y'all disrespecting me and Jack and this fucking house because of y'all stupidity. If y'all want to argue and fight, you do it on your personal time. Do not put all of our business in the street because of whatever the fuck are y'all going through. Case closed. Let it go. And I thank you. I love you. And good night.
Well, I don't know what to tell y'all, baby, but Kelly is going to voice Kelly's opinion.
Okay.
You can't tell them people what to do with their house.
Kelly is fucking grown, and Kelly's going to voice Kelly's motherfucking opinion, okay? Bitch, what's right is right, and what's wrong is motherfucking wrong, and Kelly's a grown-ass motherfucking woman at the end of the fucking day. And
Kelly,
I put the lotion on the skin, and I called the whole skin.
Hold on. But Kelly, during the bar recap, what you was doing at first, but then you did go real deep into personal and private stuff.
Oh, well, and he went, bitch, and when you motherfucker, and when you take a knife, bitch, and you bring a knife to a motherfucker, and when you bring a knife to a fucking car fight, bitch, that's how we go, and that's how the fucking motherfucker. At the end of the motherfucking day, when I do this motherfucking radio show and I come and I do everything that I do, bitch, I am Kelly, bitch. I am a journalist, bitch. I read Andre's motherfucking $10,000 ball, bitch, when it was a motherfucking flop, bitch. Everybody ball motherfucking gets it. No one is motherfucking exempt from this motherfucking tongue.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Bitch, please.
Yeah.
I'm here.
You know how they
are. Oh, baby. Jerry's tonight.
Okay. Please.
It puts the lotion on the skin toward this
again.
Like I keep telling the girls, at the end of the fucking day, there's no shade to Andre, Jack, or anybody. At the end of the fucking day, I don't need a fucking last name. My name stands for, please, my name holds weight by itself.
So, bitch, become a 007 and make them know it then, bitch.
Bitch, please. Girl, please.
You bad, bitch.
Like I said.
You
you bad bitch. Become a 007
Alexis,
and make them know
this
it.
Baby, we already, Alexis, baby, we already went through this, Miss Thang, and the girls were saying for 14 motherfucking years, Alexis, that Kelly wanted this and Kelly wanted that, bitch, and I made the girls motherfucking know it. Alexis, please, we're not gonna do this. We're not. I'm going to voice my opinion, and I'm going to continue to voice my opinion about how I feel about motherfucking things, okay? And if the girls come for me, Miss Thang, if the girls come to a motherfucking fight, Miss Thang, and we're supposed to be knuckling it up, Miss Thang, and they bring a motherfucking knife to this motherfucking boxing round, bitch, I'm going to motherfucking do what the fuck I got to do to protect myself. Now put the lotion on that motherfucking skin.
Girl, you was really grabbing for that hole tonight, girl. Andre gonna beat you with that rubber hose, bitch. You keep it up.
We gotta put out a disclaimer before the views of Tim's and Chops are those of Kelly's individual thoughts, Rodney's, Alexis, and Divine's.
What?
Yes, Rodney, you gotta give individual views.
Hold on, y'all, hold on. Hold on, Keisha, you're live on the air.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Keisha.
Okay, first I had to. Hey, y'all. You know what? I'm gonna be the nice one. I couldn't understand why Rodney kept laughing. I'm like, why is he laughing? It's not funny. But Rodney, after 30 minutes, I was kicking. I almost pissed in my pants. Y'all need to, seriously, on the real, some real shit, Kelly. Y'all need to stop.
Child, baby, we don't need to stop.
We don't need to stop,
bitch. Baby, let me tell you something. Like I said earlier, regardless of the fact of the matter, it was disrespect.
No, you're right, but Kelly, I'm gonna tell you why.
Fucking disrespect. Nobody's not gonna tolerate disrespect, and neither will Andre tolerate motherfucking disrespect.
But Kelly, can I say one thing? When Wednesday comes, What was Jasmine trying to say on Wednesday's show? It's like we're going back in circles again. You're right, but why don't you and him handle it on your time on another platform, not this platform? Because this platform, we're trying to change.
This is the platform when you handle, when it's a recap, this is the platform that you handle it on.
And one more question, I'm going to go. Who in 2013 talks about what they do to make their money? If it's not the legal way, I've never, ever, and we from the old school, that's some shit you just do not do.
A dumb bitch.
Don't do that.
A dumb bitch.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Okay, the next caller we have is 347-829. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Alexis. Hi, Devon. Hi, Rodney.
What's going on?
Hi. Now, is Amaya still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Just in the defense of Jason, I mean, was that necessary for you just to go off on him? Because he really didn't say nothing bad. I think that your aggression is really towards Kelly.
Because
there's some things that she's saying that you may not like. Because I do believe Kelly, when she said that she was saying what TJ was saying, that she was going to be on the red carpet, and it took you a minute to admit it. So I do believe that your aggression is maybe towards Kelly, and you just don't really want to get into it. So Jason was the target at that point.
Okay. Are you ready for me?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, first of all, my aggression was towards Kelly. I don't bite my tongue to nobody, big, small, or indifferent. If I had something to say to Kelly, I've said what I had to say to Kelly before. Kelly don't put no fear in me, so I would have said it to Kelly. That's first of all. Second of all, my aggression to Jason is, when we're talking about, oh, my God, this is an April Fool's joke and this, we go through this every week about everybody's fall. Now why is it all of a sudden this week it has to be a joke or it has to be a kiki? That is not going to be tolerated by me. That's second of all. So my aggression went exactly to where it was supposed to. The reason why I hesitated to say what I said is because I was not trying to get in the middle. The same way I played a neutral party in this thing all weekend, the same way that I tried to be acceptable, the same thing I told Kelly before we departed in front of the mini ball. This city cannot afford these kind of kids. They're building the ballroom scene, and it's not these fault that these two leaders cannot seem to get it together, and the kids are suffering because they're being read, or the city being read, at 12:30. It was only a mini function. It was not supposed to last 16 hours. It's just things that I did not like. But I spoke my piece to Kelly. Kelly said what she had to me, and we departed. So I have no actual aggression towards what she is saying, because if I had aggression to what she was saying, I would have then spoke about it when I had the phone the first time. I just see what picks me off is that a person always has so much to say about ballroom. A person has always so many inputs, and this is a joke, and I'm listening to this. Then you need to participate in ballroom. You need to come to a ball. You wouldn't have to listen to a recap.
Well, I hear that, Amaya. I hear that.
And I listen to myself.
Yes.
I've always felt like that, and I just voiced my opinion today. That's all.
Okay.
Kelly,
understood.
The question just came through my inbox. Was that an April Fool's joke that you was leaving Ms. Rahi?
I don't know. What are they talking about?
Laura just said Kelly is leaving Ms. Rahi. Hold on. So Kelly left Ms. Rahi and headed to Prodigy to be the directing mother. She is angry and pissed at Jack and Andre because they refuse to have a director of the year at the New York City Award Ball. This is the second time I've heard this today.
Listen, girl, bitch, I don't know anything about any of that, bitch. Okay?
Somebody asked me about that earlier.
I know nothing about that. Okay. I guess it must be was an April Fool joke.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey,
hold on. The next caller that we have is 302-287. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Yes.
I got a question.
Yes.
When you keep saying you're a woman and you're a grown woman and stuff, why are you just manly aggressive voice, like just jerking off or something? Like, what is going on?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I knew that was coming. Oh, God.
Oh. I don't even know. I was about to say something, bitch. Okay. And IE to the Ebony's that's reading me down in the Ebony chat room, Miss Thang girl. Okay, bitch. Please stop reading me in the Ebony chat room, Miss Thang, and hit up my sister, the legendary Tyana Ebony, bitch, and tell her how y'all took her overall mother position, like y'all took Fatty's, and now he's a 007.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. We got that fresh off the wire, girl.
Okay, hit up Tyana and let her know that she's not overall Midwest mother anymore, Miss Thang, okay? Y'all don't need
Kelly,
two
Kelly.
Mothers in Chicago.
Kelly,
that's what y'all
Kelly,
need to be doing in the Ebony chat room is being me.
Kelly. Can y'all please stop, because she is aware of what her role is in the house of Ebony. Y'all really need to stop it. Now, Kelly, that's it. Stop it.
I'm not being serious. I'm just letting the girls know. They sitting there and they reading me down, Miss Thang.
I didn't know if my sister knew.
Hold on. I think this is my sister right here on the air. Tyana, is this you? 336-456.
That's not her.
No, you're live on the air, whoever that is.
That's Chicken.
Kelly, I'm not going to be here long, but ain't nobody reading your Ebony chat. And don't speak on the house leadership if you don't really know what you're talking about.
Oh,
and
well, you know, I'm only revealing the tea that came across my desk.
I'm about to say, it was a whole post made that Tyana and Fatty was no longer Midwest parents.
Oh, hold on. Dexter, you're live on the air. I do my
y'all bugging.
Dexter, what's going on?
We on blackout.
I love my brother. I love you down, Dexter.
I love
my brother so down, bitch. I love him.
We on blackout.
Oh, okay. The Ebony's is on blackout.
Yep.
Okay. Work. Oh, hold on. Oh, shit, bitch. Amaya, are you still there? Amaya. It just came in my inbox on Facebook. Somebody want to know, the Revlon was on blackout and they couldn't walk TJ Ball on Saturday. Why did they walk the Rumble on Sunday? Was it just because your name was attached to it?
No. First of all, me and my house spoke, and what me and my house go through and what my overall told me that I can do, I did. If they want to know Revlon business, then they more than welcome to have an application implied, and then they can find out Revlon business.
I know that's right. Okay. Baby, honey, baby, this show tonight, honey, tonight, honey.
What's up now?
What's up now, honey? If anybody's out there, honey, y'all heard the show, Miss Thang, if y'all have any opinions or anything, or everything that happened, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. And
I have a few questions for you.
Yes. Hold on before you ask your questions. Dexter? Is Dexter still there, Dexter?
Dexter's on back out.
Wait, hold on. Chicken? Wait, hold on. Chicken, are you there? Hello, Chicken?
You know they're there.
Why are they not talking? I wanna know what was the situation with Father Cash from the OKI and ex Fatty Ebony about to fight outside the mini ball last night.
Oh, I heard it was just an argument.
Oh no, baby, it was an argument, but they were about to fight, baby, and everything. Cash snatched my phone and everything because I was recording it and everything.
I'm pretty sure she got it. I thought they said.
See, you girls, let me tell you girls in this motherfucking, you girls in this fucking chat room, Miss Thang, you girls in this motherfucking, official boardroom radio station, Miss Thang, if y'all keep posting porn and stuff in this motherfucking room, Miss Thang, you will be fucking blocked. Miss Thang, you will be kicked out the fucking room. We will not. Now, who had questions?
It was me. Marcus.
That's Marcus.
Okay, Kelly. So let's start from some. When did you think you were doing the red carpet? At what point? Before you left New York? When you arrived?
I knew I was doing the red carpet when I spoke to TJ on Friday. When TJ texted me the confirmation for the tickets, TJ called me and asked me, did you get it? I said, yes, I'm getting ready. TJ's exact words was, Vicky Gotti is not coming to do the red carpet because she has to work. My exact words to TJ was, it's no shade. You know, I always throw shade at Vicky Gotti. I said to TJ was, baby, she got to work, Miss Thang. I get the way escorts can't take days off. That was my exact words to TJ. TJ Kiki, he said, you and Alexis is going to be doing the red carpet.
Okay. Now, Alexis, I'm not going to go ask that. Alexis, what made you not want to go? When did you decide not to attend? That's the question.
When she didn't receive a confirmation number. Oh, sorry.
No.
Excuse me. Hold on 1 second.
No, listen. Vonna, they asked me. I got this. They wanted me to. I don't get off work until 5 o'clock. The flight was going to leave at 6. There was no way I was going to make it from downtown Brooklyn to LaGuardia by 6 o'clock. I mean, or at least by 5:30 in order for me to get through. TSA. Secure. So I told him, well, I can catch the bus. I don't have a problem. I will ride the bus all night. I did it before. You get to leave at 10, get there at 6. I never heard it. TJ was like, well, I can put you on a flight from Newark. I said, well, TJ, I don't really know how to get to the airport in Newark because I've never caught transportation over there. So I never heard anything else back about it, and that was it.
Okay. And then I said to TJ, when I asked him what was going on with Alexis, I told him about, you know, how he could get her to the airport and everything, and that was the end of the conversation.
Okay, now Kelly, why do you feel as though, okay, what time was the red carpet supposed to start?
The red carpet was supposed to start at 9:30.
Now, what time did you show up to the ball on Saturday?
I was picked up from my hotel room by the promoter at 9 o'clock. I was fully painted. My dress and my boots was with me. I went back to his house. I sat there at his house. We was kikiing and reading. I get ready. How are you all supposed to be doing this and doing that, Miss Thing? And it's 9:30, Miss Thing, and your doors are not open. He gave the ring. His exact words was, "That's what I have a staff for." We sat there. Everybody was getting dressed. Amaya got up. I got my groove from Amaya. I grew my top tracks down. I fixed my hair and everything. I was dressed and ready and waiting to go. I was waiting for the promoter to take me to the ball. He took the commentators and ballroom throwbacks to the ball about 10 o'clock, 10:15. He came back for the second trip, Miss Thing. He picked the Persia and the rest of the girls. Then, Chanel came back to the house. He gave the Ray Kelly, "You don't have to wait for TJ. I'll take you." We walked down the steps. As soon as we got in front of the building and while I was about to get in his car, TJ pulled around the corner. I got in TJ's car and I went to the ball. I think I got to the ball about 10:30, 11 o'clock. We sat there and we waited for 2 hours for the ball to start. It was never no red carpet or any place designated or set up for a red carpet to do interviews with anyone at that given time. The same thing that happened with ballroom throwbacks.
Oh, no.
Okay, now, so...
Marcus?
No, I digress. I really don't, Kelly, it's no shade. I don't see why you feel as though he owes you the money. I really don't.
Marcus, if somebody books you for a job, Marcus, and regardless of the fact that you're doing a job or anything, Marcus,
I ain't gonna lie. Bitch, if I came, I wanted mine.
If Alexis came and she had all those same accommodations, Marcus, and no red carpets was done, Marcus, Alexis still shouldn't get paid, Marcus?
The point was, and this is different, at the coldest weather ever, when it was supposed to be done, she wasn't ready. She was not prepared. She wouldn't have gotten paid. Now, had you shown up to do your job one time, I would have considered it, and you would have done something. But it don't take no red carpet to have a red carpet. You could do interviews. With
okay, and Marcus and I did Marcus and I did do and I did do something, Marcus. I commentated
Marcus,
the first step with
on,
Kevin.
Wait, hold on, Kevin. Let me correct this situation. First of all, Marcus, when we talked to Caesar, it was not ready. It was
we're not talking about particulars.
No. Because I'm gonna tell you why I wanted my money. When we were supposed to be there, they were still setting up. Okay, that's not my fault.
You should have been there.
When I got there, hold on. When I got there, they still didn't have nothing to do in red carpet with. That was not my fault. So what I need for you to do is compensate me. Thanks for reaching out.
No, you would have got compensated, but you'd have stood there for 2 hours and greeted people at the door. And had you done that?
That wasn't in my job description.
That you showed up to see some
usher. Girl, kiss my ass.
Yes, and Marcus, I was on the microphone for the whole first half, making it hot with Kevin, Marcus. I also was walking around the building, and I was talking.
Kelly, were you asked? Hello, Kelly, and I'm going to say this again. Were you asked to do that?
No, I was not asked to do that, but I was trying to do something.
You did
Marcus, I was trying to do something.
How do girls grab mics?
Hold on. Just like you said to Alexis, Marcus, she would have done something, Marcus, and that's what I was doing, Marcus. I was doing something to earn my keep, Marcus, while I was there. Marcus, I was doing something just like you said
to
Alexis.
He only had two commentators, right?
No, it was only one.
Oh, they only had one.
Oh, he didn't have the Miko didn't show up.
No, so I was doing something, Marcus, to earn my keep, just like you said. Alexis didn't do anything, but she still got paid. I was doing something to earn my keep.
Listen.
There's no shade to what you said.
Stay out of my fucking purse. Listen.
No shade to what you. So I was doing something, Marcus, and TJ also agreed when he was having the argument in the room when we was not the argument, but when we was talking about Kevin and his situation, and I get the way, well, TJ, Kevin didn't do the whole ball by himself. I did the first half for him. TJ was in his room like, oh, yeah, you did.
I'm listening, but how do I say this? Like, I mean, you did it, but what made you do it without being paid?
Marcus, like I said, everybody, hold on, because I don't know if it's up, but the aftermath is definitely posted up in
the
official ballroom group. What'd you say?
Did y'all agree on a price?
No, we didn't have to agree on a price. Whatever he was going to pay Alexis Dottie, bitch, he was going to give me,
see? Kelly, he was going to pay Alexis one fee, and he was going to pay Vicky Gotti another fee. If you were going to do it by yourself, why should you get the same thing they was going to get?
Hold on, wait a second, let me answer that question. They could not agree on a price because the price that was going to be paid, I asked Alexis to come because a lot of the kids here when she was here last time really liked her being around. They really liked how she was on the show. So, to be careful, because their pants are yellow. They are sitting up here and they were trying to figure out they wanted to be around her. So I said, perfect, that's a perfect opportunity for her to come back up here and for me to put my sister. So the price that I agreed to Alexis, he could not agree with that, Kelly, because he didn't know what I was saying, Alexis, nor did she. Nor did Kelly. Only person that knew what I was saying, Alexis,
when you agree to do a job, you agree on a price. Y'all never agreed on a price.
Marcus, you already know Marcus yourself. Alexis and Vonna already know Marcus, okay, baby? Y'all already know. I don't even like being at these motherfucking balls. You think I was going to come, bitch, and sit and do a red carpet, Marcus, and not be paid, Marcus? I don't even want to be at the balls. I don't want to be at the balls, Marcus. You already know. I don't want to be at the balls unless one of my sisters give me some snow.
So, Kelly, had he walked up to you after the ball and gave you $100, Because we discussed the price, like I told Vonna earlier,
if TJ would have gave me $100, I would have been good with that. Because at the end of the day, regardless of the fact, I'm still standing here and I'm doing what I'm obligated to do, Miss Thing, and I don't like doing. Like I told Vonna, if he would have gave me $100, I would have been fine with that. Isn't that what I said with you, Vonna? Bitch, I wasn't trying to break his bank because at the end of the day, regardless of the fact, he was still my son, but still pay me for my motherfucking shit. Isn't that what I said to you, Vonna, earlier?
That's what I said to Vonna earlier.
And then TJ gagged after me and Vonna sat here and me and Vonna talked. And TJ thought that I was coming at him when I was tying up my hair. And Vonna thought the same thing. And that was not the situation. And we squashed that situation.
Let me get this right. So you on this radio reading like this over $100.
Marcus, before it was never even a read, Marcus. Because like I told Vonna earlier, after we discussed everything and everything was over, I told Vonna, tell TJ to take the $100 and shove it up his ass, and I'm gonna wipe it off to the game. I was just giving my recap about the whole situation. I was not gonna go in deep details of everything. I just gave my whole recap.
You really did.
I did not go in. Phone and trying to shake the table.
Right. No shade. Kelly didn't.
Not go in until TJ came on the phone and TJ sucked the table. That's when I went in. I was giving a normal recap like I always give my recap. I did not go in or shake the table until TJ came on his phone and tried to shake the table. And that's when I went in.
She's not lying. She's telling the truth this time.
Okay,
when TJ came on the phone and TJ tried to say, oh, no, bitch, you came out here because you wanted to turn it up and get fucked and get all of that, that's when I shut the table. I gave a normal recap like the whole situation was supposed to go, Miss Thing, because when I got off the phone with Vonna, the whole situation was done and everything when I got off the phone with Vonna. So I gave a normal recap. When TJ came on this motherfucking phone and TJ shut the table, that's when I shook the motherfucking table back.
Let me say something real quick, and it has nothing to do with what y'all not reading about right now, but in that official ballroom group, whoever that Archie Bunker is, I want you to let you know about you put my picture up, you just got Miss Thing beat up, and ain't nobody going to stop me. I don't care about a man list. I don't care about not going to a ball. I'm going to get Miss Thing just because you, just because somebody wanted to go on a fake avatar profile and be cute as I ran on this radio. I'm going to get
and
Miss Marcus Thing once again.
Hold on, Vada. Marcus, somebody said, Marcus, you got fucking nerve, Marcus, when you was reading the Carolina committee mistake over $35 for chairs and tables.
Who said that?
You know I don't reveal my sources, Marcus.
Hold on. I didn't read anybody publicly about anything, so that's a lie.
Well, that's what the girl's saying. They say, how you going to get mad at me for $100 when you was reading the girls for $35?
Hold on. Well, let me be clear. That never took place in public.
Well, I'm only reading what comes through my inbox.
Oh,
and they just can laugh
out
loud.
Anybody sent you that inbox, girl? Stop trying.
Marcus, I swear to my motherfucking dead grandmother, man, she flipped her motherfucking jersey back to my motherfucking apartment, Marcus. I never knew nothing about no 30,000 things or anything.
Leave Bob alone.
Okay, Marcus, I'm telling you what came through my inbox, okay? Grandma, you back on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Now, Marcus, why are you calling here? To get her to retract on this bullshit we've been talking about an hour. You ain't even paid Tom back his $35, and you want to question somebody.
Actually, Grandmama, it was $100, it was $35 times four. It was about $135 altogether, $136 split the four ways.
$30 Well,
what about
the
I mean,
that's
the difference.
Tell me $30 back.
Yeah, I have not seen Tom. When I see Tom, I'm going to give Tom his $30 back. Promise.
Now, look at here, Kelly. So now that all this shit that went down, is you going to be the director, Mother of Couture, or you going to join Nicole in the House of Nickley and stuff?
If I was to do anything, baby, I would do what I would do, baby. But I would never downgrade.
As your attorney, I advise you not to answer that question.
Listen.
Nicole in the House of Mickley. You know you and Nicole belong together.
No, I would never downgrade myself and join that.
Okay, don't put me back on mute, baby.
Yes.
Tell me, somebody just inboxed me and said, "Why don't she rent a car with that prepaid American Express? She flexing like she got a real American Express."
If I want to rent a car, I'll rent a car.
Hold on. Listen, she is a liar. She is so jealous of other big girls asking me to have a threesome.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Alexis?
Oh, my God. You put the lotion on the skin.
Alexis,
is somebody for you asking to have a threesome with them and their lover?
What?
I don't want to say no names. Let me see if they tell me I can say the name.
First of all, baby, I know exactly who you're talking about. Okay, First of all, it was a joke in a kiki, and I gave the very bitch, if I was to have y'all, Miss Thing, I would not have y'all separate. I would have y'all together, Miss Thing. It was not talk about I would have them, Miss Thing. We was going to do a threesome, okay? So tell Marquise to keep it cute.
Oh.
Put the lotion on the skin, and let's call the hoes again.
Oh.
Okay, bitch, I keep telling y'all, bitch, y'all don't want me, Miss Thing. Anything that Kelly motherfucking do, Kelly is blunt and forward, Miss Thing. Yes, okay, baby? I said I would not just have you by yourself and have your man over here. I would have both of y'all together.
Come on.
And his exact words, I said, we can go back to y'all room and do it. His exact words was, we don't have sex in hotel bedrooms. I didn't know, well, I'll come to motherfucking Detroit. He said, when you coming? Now put the lotion on the skin.
Oh,
the host again.
Okay, I keep telling these girls, stop knocking at my door, Miss Thing, because any motherfucking thing that this bitch want to do, Miss Thing, I'm grown about it, Miss Thing. I'm upfront about it, Miss Thing. I'm sexy, I'm single, and I'm motherfucking free. I don't have a motherfucking... Okay, so let's go, Miss Thing. And it wasn't like it was a conversation that was done in private. The conversation was had in front of 10 people in Amaya's a living room.
Well, Kelly, it's no shade to Amaya, my sister, none of them. But after hearing this weekend, I'm kind of glad I stayed home this weekend.
No, bitch, I'm mad that you. I'm mad you didn't come, bitch, and I'm mad at Amaya too. Is she still there?
Is she still there?
Amaya.
Yeah, I'm
mad at Amaya too, bitch. Bitch, that bitch get on the motherfucking panel, Miss Thing, and she running around, Miss Thing, and she motherfucking gone, Miss Thing, girl. And I got you, sis, I got you. Bitch, with the last time I seen Amaya, bitch, it motherfucking ball was over.
But it was definitely a good weekend.
When we got back to that house, my sister did not motherfucking play. Definitely got to give it up to my sister. She said she was going to have what she was going to have, and she had two of them, Miss Thing. And it was just a flowing and 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 a flowing. We had a good time, Miss Thing. The only thing we was missing was the overall mother.
Y'all sound like y'all had a lot going on. The overall mother don't like all that when she
Outside of everything that happened with myself and TJ and this red carpet and all the scandal, I really enjoyed myself in motherfucking Ohio. I had a good time with Amaya, Miss Thing. She turned it up. I also had a good time with TJ. I had a good time with my sister Felicity and Ira. We all had a good time. We was at Amaya's house, Miss Thing. The bitch cooked, Miss Thing, had food down in her motherfucking refrigerator, Miss Thing, for all these girls that say my sister was evicted. Bitch had food down. Ice cream was flowing. Drinks was flowing. Cigarettes was flowing. Snow was flowing. We had a good motherfucking time outside of this motherfucking fucking bullshit. And I'm a real bitch and I can keep it real. So now what y'all girls got to say now?
Well, Kelly, did you go to the casino?
No, I didn't go to the casino. When I checked into the hotel downtown, I see the casino right there. But I didn't want to play no more. Vegas was Vegas was definitely enough for me. The casino was actually a minute from my hotel, right at the hotel downtown. But I was not going to that motherfucking casino. I was done.
Yes, right.
Baby, I said, oh, no, man, Miss Thing. I looked at her a couple of times, Miss Thing, and when I was upstairs in that hotel room, I said, I should walk over there, Miss Thing, and try a 20, Miss Thing. But you know how I do, Marcus. That 20 goes into going to the ATM and then keep going and go. I said, no. Honey, I hope my sister God is Rodeo. She said she was going to the casino before she left to go back to Detroit. I hope my sister God has made some coins at that casino, but I wasn't trying to go. No, I left it alone. I'm done with the casinos. Honey.
Oh, my God.
No, the ice cream in the snow didn't make my stomach upset, Miss Thing. That ice cream was actually good, Miss Thing. The ice cream with the nuts and the chocolate that Amaya had in her freezer, Miss Thing, it took some of that numbness away from the top of my gums and everything, bitch, okay? And they was cooking down when I came in the house. Maurice was frying pork chops, but no pork on my fork. I was hungry, but no pork on my fork. He was frying pork chops. They was cooking and everything, and it was cute. Honey, and Amaya's apartment is sad, Miss Thing. For all y'all girls that keep saying my sister getting kicked out of her, that apartment and that upstairs bitch and her area that she got in that palace up there, bitch, it's sad, Miss Thing. It's sad, Miss Thing. You can look over at everybody, Miss Thing. You can look over at all the peasants downstairs, Miss Thing, and the queen is upstairs, Miss Thing. That's why her name is Queen Amaya. Oh, Alexis, really?
Oh. Oh,
baby. My God, girl. Here we go. I mean,
you go
ahead
and get out the way before I walk
in
the club.
She's
the queen, honey. No matter if a bitch like it or not.
Yeah,
whatever. No, overall, besides all the drama that happened, I had fun in Cleveland. I actually did. I had a good time in Cleveland, honey, okay? Even though my sister still ain't give me that picture that I wanted. But maybe next time.
Michi, please, that hoe was sick. She need to sit down somewhere.
What'd you say? Leave my grandchild alone, Alexis.
Well, fuck him.
Okay, leave my grandchild alone.
He right there.
I know.
Who?
So what's the next ball?
The next ball, let me see, the next ball that's coming up will be the Escada ball and Dallas.
Yeah. Kelly, you coming to Dallas?
What'd you say?
Are you coming to Dallas?
I don't know if I'm coming to Dallas, Marcus. Okay. Are you booking me for the red carpet?
Wait, we can set it up.
Baby. Kelly, you know, we don't believe in that. If you're coming, we'll show you a great time. There are only a few people that get flown in, and those contracts have been sealed.
Marcus, did y'all book her for Dallas?
Hello, does she have a contract and a plane ticket? Everybody who's coming has their plane ticket already.
Well...
let me call my boo from the Midwest to see if I can get up out of here.
Baby.
Well, I would encourage you to contact Father Danny Escada. I mean, he's the one that's running the ball, and he's the one that's signing the that's paying out the cash. So, you know. And the trophies are really, 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 really cute.
Let me call my boo. Maybe I can get me a ticket and a hotel room at least, like. Oh, look, let me see what I can work, girl. I might have to work.
Well, you know what? Actually, you know, some people took the bus all the way to Vegas, so y'all can actually jump on the Greyhound and make it. It only has the time.
My motherfucking ass.
Marquise, why are you sitting here and you want to read in the chat room, Marquise? Baby, I had my Adidas on with my dress because I didn't want to put my heels on until it was time for the ball to start. So that's why I had my Adidas on, Marquise. And Marquise, if you know about any woman that work in a real job, Marquise, they all get on the train in the morning and in the afternoon, Marquise. They have on a two-piece suit, Marquise, and they have on their two socks, sneakers, and then when they get to their job or wherever they're going to go, Marquise, they put on their shoes. That's what professional people do, Marquise, okay? So why are you worried about my Adidas, honey? You worry about your member that was running around, Marquise, with her dress on and her flip-flops. Why are you not reading about that?
Oh,
hey, but you're at my door with me with my Adidas on. But before the ball even started, before anybody actually came in, that picture was taken before it was more than 20 people at the ball. That picture was taken, Marquise. But when people started coming in, Marquise, I changed and I put on my heels. And I had on my heels for the rest of the night until it was time to leave, Marquise. And then I put my Adidas back on and got back in the car and went back to my house and finished snowing. Don't
but
come.
Did you have on a jean jumper?
Oh, yeah, I had on my farmer jumper on Sunday, yes.
Was that in effect for the category?
No, I just put that on. I put that on because I had this other black dress that I was gonna put on and I was gonna wear it to the mini ball. But then I said to myself, I don't think the mini ball is gonna get what the ball is gonna get. So I went and I just picked that up with a wife beater and I just threw that on. I said, you know, I'm gonna take it back like back in the days when, you know, the cunts would wear they farmers and they wife beater, be Benji Carter.
I thought it was back in 1995 some shit.
Yes, thank you, Ronnie, because that's what the fuck she looked like.
I'm not even gonna tell y'all what I had on underneath the farmers, but I was giving very back in the days TLC throwbacks, Miss Thing. And I had you know what? I'm gonna be real about the situation. I went and I got the jumper, Miss Thing. I got the tank top, Miss Thing. And I bought me a pair of boxers, Miss Thing. And I was gonna have the boxers showing and everything like back in the days in the 80s. Okay, very Benji Carter about the situation. But then I decided once I tucked the two wife beater into the boxes, I didn't think it was a cute idea, so bitch, I just paid it and just wore the regular way.
Thank you.
But, you know, please stop coming, okay? Because every cum that you come for me in this room, Marquise, I'm going to always have a rebuttal that's going to make you look like an ass because you're judging me about my Adidas with my skirt on, but then your same member had her dress on with flip-flops. So you're sitting here, you're judging me, and it's really hypocritical that you're doing that. You're making yourself look like an ass. Stop it, Five. Okay?
Oh, my.
So, but you know, it is what it is, Miss Thing. I'm not, bitch. Thursday is my son's birthday. Thursday is my son's birthday, and so we're going out and we're gonna celebrate his birthday tonight at Vogue Nights, Miss Thing. Ain't nobody pressing one, Miss Thing. Everybody, I said what I had to say. Everybody said what they had to say. Overall, like I said about Ohio, I definitely had a good time, and I will definitely be going back. I will definitely. Is Amaya on the phone? Amaya, are you still there? Alexis?
Yes, I'm here.
You're still there?
I think they went in the club.
Oh, Maya probably went in the club. So, well, maybe we'll talk about it another day. But I would definitely be back to Ohio again, Miss Sang, because this time I was definitely confirmed and booked with my sister Amaya for her function that she'd be having. So I would definitely be back to Ohio for Amaya's function if she still wants to have me and everything. But I'm not going to sit here and play this game with y'all. I'm going out to the club to celebrate my son's birthday with him tonight at Vogue Nights. So if anybody's in New York and y'all want to Vogue down and stuff, come out to Vogue Nights. I'm going to celebrate AJ's birthday with him at Vogue Nights tonight. So, one by one, can the cast members say goodnight? And the Tea Party will definitely pick this up tomorrow and have whatever they want to say and have their opinions about everything. So definitely listen to the Tea Party cast tomorrow night. They'll definitely be live on the air. And definitely don't forget the State of Emergency show on Wednesday night with the Icon CEO, Jasmine Couture, Arnie. So one by one, can the cast please say goodnight? Soccer Star getting ready.
Well, Kelly, since we're not going to be on the show on the weekend, tomorrow we're at after 12 now, so I want to wish Trey Garcon a happy birthday. And also on the 5th, I want to wish Xavier Mizrahi a happy birthday.
Oh, and I forget this. Anybody that wants to be a part of the Love of Kelly show, my brother Caesar Prodigy is doing casting. So definitely hit him up in his inbox, and he will definitely give y'all all the information that's going to be happening for the casting. We're going to be casting people starting next week. So definitely hit him up if you definitely do want to be a part of the show and everything, honey. So, you know, get out there. Hold on, Naeem. Naeem is here. Naeema.
What's up? You not calling me? Because I was for you.
No, we wasn't calling you.
You sure? Because it says on my call ID.
No.
Maybe not then.
Oh, okay. Thanks, sis.
No, but I'm listening, though, since I'm up now.
Oh, okay. So if y'all definitely want to be a part of the Love of Kelly show, definitely hit my brother up, honey, and he's going to give y'all all the information, how y'all can send y'all entries in and definitely be a part of the show. It's definitely going to be fun. It's definitely going to be a kiki. So, you know, let's do it. Let's make fun. Let's have some fun, honey. So everybody say goodnight one by one and say y'all shout out to y'all goodnights.
Good night, everybody.
Okay. Yes, let me reiterate. Happy birthday, Trey Garcon. That's my baby. I love you. I might be in Dallas this weekend. I mean, on the 5th or 13th. Who knows? I might pop through. But anyway.
You want to see pictures or are you going to actually show up this time?
Already? Shut up, girl. Please. I can't make any problems. I'm thinking about Dallas, but it might. It depends. If the tickets are nice, I'll be there, most definitely. If it's next, because sometimes they get a little nasty in that area, but I've been to Dallas before. So to all my Dallas people, you know what's up. If you see me this weekend, come give me a big hug. I miss y'all. Love you all. Love you, Trey. And to all you other dumb bitches that don't like me or don't care for my motherfucking cast members, take the lotion, put it on the skin, or else you get the motherfucking hoes again. Good night.
Okay.
Okay, and I definitely want to definitely wish Trey Garcon a happy birthday. I definitely want to wish Unique Revlon a happy birthday. Danielle Robinson, that's on my list, I definitely want to wish you a happy birthday. Prince Revlon, I want to wish you a happy birthday. Sammy Bless, a happy birthday. I also want to wish, oh, my God, fucking Chad, oh, my God, bitch. What the fuck, bitch? I'm gagging right now, bitch. Oh, whatever, bitch. I can't get it together right now. I want to wish all of y'all a happy birthday. And I want to tell everybody, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night when the Tea Party Cast will definitely be live on the air, definitely giving you their take of everything that they heard and everything, whether they go to balls or not. They definitely do have an opinion because they're definitely a part of the ballroom scene. So I want to thank the Tea Party Cast in advance, and I'll be listening to y'all tomorrow night. And don't forget on Wednesday night, my legendary icon sister, Jasmine Couture, CEO and founder of the House of Couture, will definitely be live on the air with a state of emergency. I am the legendary Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I'm going to take you away with our commercials. See you soon.
The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Stem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. Overall Father Tony Petrucci and Mother Kiki Carson presents the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Mini grands include 250 Butch Queen Face, the Extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, the Showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Wars, 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, the Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY,
Mother Kiki Carson, and Overall Father Tony Pachotti. For any details and information, contact Kiki Garcon and Tony Pachotti on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy versus Executive versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl's Face. Tables, $100. Fully stocked, and I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.